This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
You're listening to Random Order Podcasts, presented by Much Studios.
Yo, you guys saying it's the kid Judge Tycho here checking in on you goofs. Just want to make sure everyone's blessed and having a blessed week. And if you're not, I'm trying to make that week blesseder. You see what I'm saying? So boom, we have some sick designs, some sick Judge Tycho designs, bro. Go to judgetycho.ca. So don't play with me. Don't message me saying, yo, Tycho, I didn't get a shirt. La, 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 la. I'm not hearing that, bro. I'm not hearing that. So yo, go cop your Judge Tycho shits. When they come off, they're off. So don't at me. Don't message me. I'm telling you from now. So yo, get your beans up and swipe your cards, deposit that cash, and get some sick tees. Go to judgetycho.ca. You already know it's your guy, Judge Tycho.
Satana, the human bandana. Draw me three of them. Go ahead. That's how we starting it, man.
100.
I realized in the other episodes, I forgot to say Satana was here. It's just something that I thought you fucking knew already.
Yo, you don't have to say it.
I thought I didn't have to say it anymore.
You feel it.
I don't even care about it, I guess. Fatana's in the building.
You can search him behind the camera.
I'm joking. I really care about this guest.
100.
That was the best introduction.
He's eyes
to anything I've ever gotten.
Yeah.
How you? Damn. Wow.
This is my guy, brother.
I'm honored. Then it's just me coming on. Guys, I'm so honored to be on the show. After all that, after the explosion. Guys, I'm deeply honored.
Wow.
Consider me a friend. That was so sweet of you.
Wow.
Just ran in the building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yes, wow. That's all it is.
That's all it is,
all the facts, man.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to another episode of Random Order Podcast. This is episode fucking
15
in a bit. Did you, fun fact about Random Order, did you know that we did not have a Random Order episode 12?
What?
As Jermaine,
no,
why?
Two different accents.
What happened? What happened as well?
Superstitious? Nah, we just don't fuck with Twitter.
Just like this.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's how it is. Yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to, hey, man, look. That's all I'm saying. Even after the fact, like, we recorded the show, so we're not going to name an episode 12 because we don't fuck with 12. But then I'm like, nah, fuck it. It's going to fuck everything up. And I tried to name the file episode 12.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What happened?
It won't fucking save, nigga. I couldn't figure it out.
Nigga, I saved episode 13. It saved, nigga.
And it went on just
like
that.
Y'all heard it, didn't you?
I heard it. I fucking heard it.
My computer don't fuck with Taya, nigga.
It's crazy, man.
Jake, no, it's just because I already had a file saved as episode 12.
You're like, there's no workaround. Can't do volume
can't
one.
Can't bracket.
Can't underscore one on this. Underscore two on this.
One of those going to have to go. Nigga.
If I had...
can't have too much 12 on my computer.
Only room for 112.
One 12, one guy.
And as the group 112, you did it all fair. Y'all better stop fucking playing, man. Y'all better stop fucking playing.
Wow, what's nigga, it? That was perfect.
Yeah, what's this fucking show called again?
Yeah. You know I rock with peaches and cream, man. Come on, man.
Yo, that's my fucking alarm clock.
Yo,
nigga.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's
nigga,
that's a beautiful alarm.
I would fucking wake up every... Yo, starting
yo
today,
I'm not
actually.
Mad at the alarm clock.
Yo, I'm going to do it tonight.
I'll get up and start... Just,
nigga, like, I'll dance out of my bed.
Yes, I was like, man, I got to get up, but my shoulders are bopping. Oh, man. You're like conflicted. As you're reaching for the phone and the thing, it's like bobbing. You're like, where's that snooze button? Like, oh, hold on, let me listen.
Yeah, it's crazy, Just, but I may have to go the other way and set it as dance with me.
Hold on, nigga.
Wait, what?
Yo, that's a crazy
What the fuck do you spell, nigga?
What?
Oh, this is instrumental.
Yeah.
What's the song at the beginning?
What?
It's the M, the I,
Oh, man. That's a
Wait, what the fuck did he spell?
I don't even know.
He spelled some shit. Or he said,
first of all,
he said letter. We don't even know.
He 100%
said
letters. He just
said random letters.
It's the M.
It's the U. It's the I. It's the A. It's the X. It's the D.
Oh, he spelled slim.
He spelled slim.
Oh, wait, you're
what the fuck is this?
And they want you to get
close to me. Oh, shit. It's time to get up.
Wow.
At my wedding, y'all going to dance with me. You dig what I'm saying? Random order.
Wow.
Yeah. Go ahead, do your little intro thing, man.
The eagle of wisdom with us. Where's the fucking paper? Shit.
Yeah, he really eagle of wisdom. We'll get.
Yo, every time
that,
I think
man.
Of Just Ran, I think of a fucking eagle. 100%.
Oh, damn,
wisdom.
For real?
He drops wisdom on us every time.
Damn.
Every time he speaks, watch. Yo, I can't fucking see that far. What's that
pressure
shit
now?
Yo, you know what if I just tell fart jokes the entire time? So I go to my dad's house.
That's like, wisdom right there.
I'm like,
moral of the story is you gotta take
that's
a shit
all
every
he
day.
To say.
Are you gonna be constipated? That's it.
That's all wisdom. It is, man.
Constant bowel movements is heavy. Welcome back to the Random Order Show, episode 15.
Mm-hmm.
Random Order by 4IE Media, brought to you by motherfucking
Chex Mix.
Hold on.
Squarespace.
Welcome back to the Random Order Show presented by Much Studios.
Oh, man.
You know what it is, man. Where's the fuck? What else I gotta say in this bitch? What I usually say?
Who cares?
I gotta tell them where to go and shit.
It's our
people,
shit.
People ask questions.
Look, man, check
people
it out,
so
man.
Many people got, ask the same fucking that, questions.
And,
bro.
Hey, Jay, you ain't gotta
say
worry
it,
cause I got the fucking answers.
That's all
this
it is.
What you gotta do, man. Go on iTunes, rate us motherfucking 5 stars, man. You sitting here, you listen to this podcast, rate it 5 stars.
It's like the Everest commercial.
Hey, I'm trying to convince these motherfuckers, man.
Bro, rate it 5 stars on every device.
That commercial had me thinking,
look,
like, fuck.
I'm actually on my phone right now doing it.
Go ahead.
Yo,
go ahead, drop a rating. Go ahead, drop a rating. Y'all asked us to put it on multiple platforms, so we did. We got it on Google Play. You dig what I'm saying? Spotify, iTunes, you feel what I'm saying?
Honestly?
We tried Tidal, but like I said, they ain't working.
Spreading
it's
ourselves
on YouTube.
A bit.
And we're also now live on Microsoft Outlook. So why don't you go ahead?
Solid is.
Start up a new spreadsheet.
Right. AOL, Black Planet. We're
thanks to
Chexmex.
Welcome back to Random Order episode 15. It's your boy Trey Richards, fresh off the motherfucking plane.
But he's a man
bitch.
Now because it was his birthday.
25. Yeah, man.
Nigga's like, why y'all say happy birthday to Trey?
Yeah.
Wasn't his birthday when we recorded, stupid.
Yeah.
Dude, just hit me. You're 25.
Yeah,
I still feel like you're 22. You'll never not be 22.
He's actually
in my eyes,
11
or 21. 21, 22.
Hey guys,
this guy's a fucking
wow,
star, bro.
Thanks, man. Yeah,
you're 24. Oh, wow.
You know what? As a birthday celebration, Sarah and Allie sent us a bottle of fine red wine.
Jeez.
We told them we're drinking wine now, and they sent us over something. And let me tell you something, Jermaine. Go ahead, read that right there. What'd I say?
Let me put my motherfucking glasses on real quick.
That's how you know he getting old. He's 26.
That's not right. My fucking back hurts so bad right now. What did I say? Extraordinary fucking winery award 2017.
And who would I rather open this with my man Just?
Hey, man. Wow.
Matter
wow.
of fact, you
the eagle of wisdom.
You do it.
Damn.
Because I don't know how to, I was trying
I
to
don't
that
know
shit.
How to do this.
I was fucked the quirk up.
Let's see. Walk us through it, though. Walk us through it.
All right, what you got to do?
You can move the mic, too.
Yeah, you bring the mic.
You're on the back of your neck.
What you got to do is, right, stick this guy in, right?
Oh, you don't want that?
After you scream.
Wait, hold on. Don't
fuck your finger.
You got to take out the knife and cut the
plastic. Yo, where's
you do it. You do it.
I'll take it out.
Let me explain. You know, the thing is, I use a French press... corkscrew. So this seems like it's a West Berlin design.
No.
I'm too familiar with this. Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know me.
I forgot.
You
forgot.
Use his talons.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What you gotta do? My man Uncle Tobias taught me this.
Your uncle?
You take.
What?
My man's Uncle Tobias taught me this. Shout out Aquaman's. It's my favorite superhero. You tighten this up. So you take this little knife.
Wait,
right
here.
Wait,
what does it have to do anything?
Well, Aquaman's because we drinking liquids. Look, you take this. Stop, behave.
That's how it is.
Yeah, made it make sense too. Made it make sense. You go.
I know. Even you're blown away by that. Hey,
you go. The fuck did I do that shit?
It's a different energy. You see these fucking boxes, you pussies. Oh, branding. Branding is in the middle,
man. Yo, go look on the channel. Damn. It's getting official. Yo, we crossed over the 14 episode hump.
Ah, nigga.
Usually podcasts aren't supposed to last past fucking 14 episodes. Well, we made it. No, wait, technically.
Well, this is 14, so we need another one.
Okay, shit, hold on.
Well, actually, because we saw that.
This is 14.
Come on, man. So basically, you just take this little plastic off.
For the audio listeners.
The human bandana. It's not a champagne bottle, nigga. It's not champagne.
The
plastic. I knew that.
Yeah, Fatana just moved.
They kind of slid, nigga, like a B2K slide.
Yeah, must have not seen the plastic.
Is your finger okay? Do you need any?
No, I'm good. Squirting.
It's a puddle of blood.
Look.
Can you just get a couple of rolls of toilet paper?
I'm 25. I'm learning to spread wisdom everywhere I go. So I just did that for you. Go ahead. You can finish the job now.
All right.
Thank you
so much. It's an honor.
Just be careful.
It's a pleasure.
What you gonna try to do?
No. You definitely got to hold the bottle, bro.
We're moving all the electronics for the audio listeners.
I'm a good Sikh man. We don't drink in our culture.
So you gave it or what?
This is further proof that
all right, let me try.
You've been a pot this nigga.
I'm a good Sikh boy. Dog, can you open this?
That was being responsible.
Yo, right, the thing is, your dad will always know how to fucking open it. No matter what it is. Yeah. Y'all be fucking 45 of them.
If my girl asked me, like, yo, you want to have a kid? I'm going to be like, hand me that wine bottle right there.
That's how you know you're ready to see if I can do it.
You got to do dad shit. Like, some dad shit is like, yo, fuck, my tire just broke down. Can you change my tire, dad?
I can't. Mm-hmm. I never tried it. I don't think I can.
You can change a tire?
I've changed a tire.
Dad shit. You know what I'm saying? He's ready. The motherfucking eagle in the building, man.
That's how it is.
Go ahead, do me a favor. Tell them about your day while I open this.
Go ahead, change your tire real quick. Can we bring in the car? Beep, beep, de, de, de. All right, so what you're going to want to do here is you're going to get...
I really don't know the fucking first step.
It's pretty
simple. Yo, you got to get it easier because there's ones that like you just pop on and go...
Yeah, I have the one that goes around the whole like.
Yeah, you got to go like
neck
this,
of the bottle. Go, yeah, my aunt
what
really
am I doing right now? Talking openers or fucking car jacking cars up?
Man, I'm just saying.
Both those shits are hard as shit.
Nah, look, check it out,
about
man.
About to get red all over his pants. Watch.
Is that red?
That's white.
No, twist it out.
That's white?
Like this?
Twist.
This ain't, look. This is what I'm finna do to you pussy niggas.
All right, I'm gonna.
No, just. Ain't, right, don't say wanna... nothing. This is what I'm finna do.
Oh, God.
He finna pop up on you pussy niggas.
Y'all ain't seen it. Open y'all bottles for you.
And open y'all shit up, man.
Yeah, we did it.
Finally. It's been like 20 minutes. Yeah. I got this shit, man.
Nigga,
I
put that back from.
I pour that shit like soda,
bro. Yeah, just fucking.
Are you good?
In a mug. Hey,
y'all lucky. I ain't gonna pull none on the floor, man.
It's hot. Be careful.
Y'all tall.
Why we don't get a bottle each, nigga? Okay. What the fuck are these glasses shits? Usually I just drink shit out the bottle.
Y'all talk.
Let me introduce myself.
Oh, here we go. Let's get it.
It's me, Sheldon, the chocolate one.
Oh man.
The chocolate one.
Me?
The sweetest chocolate in the box.
My dog, take the first glass of wine. Just because of that.
Thank you.
Hey, if I was a chocolate, what kind of chocolate would I be?
What kind of chocolate would you be? Well,
if
honestly,
I was a chocolate in the box.
I'm going to tell you what chocolate you wouldn't be.
I know that. White chocolate. That's am I right, boys? Thank you.
That's all it is.
We relate on one common ground.
That's it for this episode. The rest of the episode, we're arguing.
The rest of the episode, yeah.
That's true.
We're different on every other issue. One thing, we're not white chocolate.
So the other day, Trey actually showed me how to drink wine. So I'm going to show y'all real quick.
You got
to
sniff the nose.
You just bump it into the mic?
Yeah, man.
I did do that. Okay. Yeah, I'm not used to the boxes. We just got these, you feel me? So, you know.
This is non-alcoholic, right?
You definitely got to
sip. Oh, yeah, this is fucking
great. All right, great. This is non-alcoholic?
This is all
great. Right, Jay?
Yep.
Can you pass me a nap?
Perfect. Yes.
And you got to actually twirl it like this.
Shell's still going. We all talking.
What you got to do?
Twirl it like this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can't get that twirl.
You know, you got to get a slider. That's too big of a twirl.
No.
You're
hey,
about to
fucking
spill
it.
You gotta go.
It's a chocolate one, baby.
Hey, it's a chocolate one.
That's how it is.
I know what I'm doing.
You're right. Who am I? Who the hell am I?
He's a fucking eagle.
Who the hell do I think I am to tell you the sweetest chocolate in the box? how to twirl this goddamn wine. I'm ashamed. I'm you so sorry. Me. Can I just apologize right off the bat?
You know what? I accept your apology because you know what?
We need that good energy.
Trey's 25 now. We're doing new things.
We're accountable for our mistakes. We make a mistake.
I said that. The word of 2019 is accountability.
Accountability.
I really honesty. Feel that shit.
We're honest.
Mm-hmm.
And we better
don't be a sucker, nigga.
100.
Don't be bitter.
100.
Don't be a bitch.
Oh, man. Be bitter better. 100. Butter better.
What he said.
Butter yourself up and be better.
100.
Hey, y'all pay attention to how I swear this motherfucker.
Well, I just showed them that.
You
so.
See this?
Yeah, the bottle's in the way.
Show, but you ain't me, baby. You ain't me. I'm 25. Look at this. This is my bottle.
Yeah,
this is my year. Look at the way it's the motherfucker like, swirl.
Wait, but why'd I get so much less than you, though?
What's I don't really that? Fuck with you like that. Straight
okay,
like that.
Yeah, you know what? That's honesty. I feel that.
Honestly, I was looking. I'm like, huh, this ain't right. This ain't right.
Hey, man, let's cheers to not fucking with 12. You dig what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Fuck 12, man.
Fuck 12 except 112.
That's the only 12. And then they're not even 12, nigga. They're 112.
You dig what I'm saying? That's 102, man. I didn't even make sense in my head. I thought it would hit.
Okay.
I still accept.
I'm going to be honest. I don't even understand red wine.
This is facts.
Is
yo,
it good?
I just got into it.
I'm
not sure if it's good or not.
I'm just getting into red wine. And red wine is really good, like, if you're about to eat steak or some shit like that.
Which I'd never do.
Yeah. You don't.
Maybe salmon? Could it be good with salmon, probably?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think anything meaty or anything.
I wouldn't know, but it's great with fish. It's great with Italian cuisine.
Sounds good.
It's great with a lot of cuisines. Mediterranean cuisine.
They always tell you, like, oh, this is good with pizza. I'm like, yo, honestly, nigga?
Totally.
Everything is fucking good with food.
Yeah.
No matter what. I'll fucking drink
water. Any drink is good with pizza, also.
Drink?
Like anything. Yeah, water's
Dr.
amazing.
Pepper, Coke, water.
Yeah. I thought you was talking about some drink. You know
oh, drink.
Oh, like, okay.
No, you don't drink.
What's an act?
Y'all ain't drinking. No, I'm just drinking juice.
Oh.
Okay, man.
Is,
man.
Oh, yeah, shit. My name. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, fuck.
Bro, we're so into this. We're okay, that. Let's all just do the intro one time so everyone knows who we are. What's up? It's your boy, Trey.
Jay, followed by Richard.
Sheldon Sebastian.
What's up, guys? It's your boy, Juss, followed by me, Rana.
Jeez.
Followed by Juss Rain. Jeez. AKA, there it is.
That's how like that. It is, man.
Me and this man became friends because I sent the email. It could happen to you.
Yo, we didn't know what happened to you.
Check your inbox.
It could happen to you.
And yo, I'm like so bad at checking emails. I was worse back then. And I was like, oh, this looks interesting. Let me randomly click a random email. And it was their email.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Mr. Juss, we're a big fan of you guys.
What's in the universe? You can't.
He said, you guys.
You guys.
He thought I was more than one person. And I was like, that's understandable because there's many people.
You know what?
So because it's a common mistake to make.
No. It was a copy and pasted email. That's why. He sent it to like.
Nah, that came from the heart.
Nah, I was behind him when he wrote it.
That came from the heart.
I was like, yo, I think
hey, Timothy
DeLaghetto. Mystery guitar, man.
OG YouTubers.
Hey, Daystorm, man.
Hey, Daystorm. Oh, my
Shout
God.
Out to Daystorm,
hey,
man.
Charles Trippy. Hey, CTFXC.
You lost it.
Yeah, whoa, you guys were going that far back?
CTFXC.
All right, let me go a little
that
bit.
That sounds like a fucking spyware.
Yo, I started in 2012.
This guy has the Guinness World Record. I think he still, to this day, vlogs every single day. He has the Guinness World Record.
He's still going?
He's still going. He's still going.
Every fucking day?
And he gets like 3,000 views now. He used to get like...
Oh, okay.
He's one of those guys, man.
I guess he enjoys it.
CTFE?
CTFXC.
CTFXC.
How many letters?
Huh?
How many letters?
It's a C. The T. The F. The X. The C.
Yo, I used to think I know how to spell... How the fuck you spell fabulous, nigga? I used to always follow...
Yo, you know how many...
L-O-U-S.
I wonder how many kids failed... Especially Canadian kids, because that's a...
Fabulous fucked me up.
Fabulous in Canadian.
Yeah.
Wait, does he spell does he spell it normal in the States?
No, that's not how you spell
it. That's wrong all across the board.
How do you spell it?
There's a U, I believe. F-A-B-U.
One of my favorite
U.S. That's the only
That's the coldest way to spell it. Why would you fucking...
Yeah, it's with a U instead of a O. He switched it up.
Those kids in like, oh, fabulous. Yeah, I know how to spell this.
The bonus question.
How can I get this wrong? My favorite song.
Okay, right.
Oh, he spelled it wrong too. Man, shout out to Papoose, man. fuck it.
Yo, man, Papoose was sick, and then he started doing Disney shit, and I was so confused.
Yo, he got that Disney check, shit, though.
Yeah. Wait,
he did a freestyle on Disney and got that fucking check.
You better watch your fucking voice.
They didn't do it.
You better watch.
Nah, and
I'm sorry, Jazz. You better watch your voice. Next time, I'm not cutting.
That was rapid. Wait,
it was really close, Sheldon.
You're
glitching.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, he hasn't done anything since, right? He's good.
He's married Remy Ma.
That's it.
They paid him $1 billion.
Bro, he did the Disney freestyle.
They're like, yeah, we're not gonna be able to pay you too much. We're gonna wire you $1.4 billion. I hope that's okay, Disney.
Yeah, I'll check on that.
He's like, can we do 1.5? All right, we knew you were gonna negotiate, so let's do this one too.
Started low, you know.
He walks in, he's like, what the f- I don't do shit. He's the richest rapper.
Yeah. I would do that.
He's the first billionaire in hip hop. Imagine if that was
low key
before Dre.
The Disney freestyle.
Dre, Diddy, Jay-Z. I was like, what the fuck?
Yo, where is this fucking
dude? We've been putting in hours. What the fuck? He becomes the first billionaire. I'll be
all
so
it takes
pissed.
Is one freestyle.
Papoose can freestyle.
Yeah, he can. He still
Papoose
does it.
Nice.
Y'all saw that fucking logo freestyle?
Yeah, the logo freestyle.
I can do that. I can't even fucking talk that fast, nigga. Much less rhyme.
All I know is alphabetical slider is still crazy.
Oh, fuck it.
Still crazy. Yeah. That shit is.
Yo, sometimes when I'm like punching in alphabetical order, I have to go through the whole shit. Just to like, okay, cue, yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, it's.
Trying to fact check it, like, nigga.
ABCDFG.
Does that word start with that letter? You make sure, nigga.
I think fucking Conceited was like the first street freestyler I got into.
Oh yeah, he's hard.
Yeah, like Conceited back in the day
was sick, bro.
He's still sick.
He's still sick.
You know what I mean? It's nice to see him doing his thing because I remember really watching him from when street freestyle. I was like, yo, what is this? And then
yo, watch battle rap like that.
Yeah,
yo, I love.
No, battle. Not now.
Not now. Yeah, it's been a minute since I really. But like,
I was watching
doing stuff
heavy,
now?
Bro.
I'm totally off.
Nah, he's just on Wild.
He's on Wild.
Fuck, I think it's enough.
Yeah.
I see the type more money.
I just see the tip clips, whatever clips Tim posts.
Yeah.
That's all I need to.
Yeah.
Watch in order to support my
yo. Did they wipe this Disney freestyle off the internet?
Yo, I'm trying to find it too.
He probably did.
Family Channel is off. Hold on, my nigga.
He did a Family Channel one,
yeah
Disney. Yo, like I was watching fucking, Sweet Life on Deck, and then I see Papoose. I'm like, did I sit on the converter and hit 49? Did I hit return?
Oh, hit 49?
No, that was
did I go down from 51 to 49?
Yo,
who's sitting in the remote? Stop this before it goes to OLN.
OLN
or the History Channel, a Comedy Network.
Bro, that's when I'm like,
sick. Sorry, apologies. Comedy Network was sick. John Doerr Television Show. You remember that shit? My favorite show, man.
Which one?
The
John Doerr Television Show. You guys remember that show?
Nah, brother.
Yo, man, that was the greatest Canadian comedy. Anyways, back
John Doerr Television
ahead.
Show.
Papoose Family Channel. Let's get it.
Yo, I can't find it, man.
Yo, Jay, I ain't gonna fucking
say it. It's a two-season show, man.
Better watch that voice.
That wasn't me, man.
You better watch that voice.
Say your head,
man. I came on the wrong.
Yo, it was cracking.
What'd you say?
Yeah, what the fuck, John Doerr the Television Show?
John Doerr.
Listen, the John Doerr Television Show.
Oh, John Doerr,
not John Doerr.
Yeah, I put John Doerr.
Yeah,
bro, Red Green Show, that show was sick, man. You guys watch the Red Green Show?
Damn, I missed it.
There's some real good Canadian comedies, man. A lot of
I ain't watching
this
shit. Man.
Yo, all you need is Arthur.
You guys gotta get educated, man.
Yo, all you need is Arthur.
Yeah, Arthur.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Yo, I watched that shit in French today, nigga. Yo, every time I see that shit on TV, I'm like, all right, fine.
Yo, I'll fly to Jerusalem and watch that shit right in Israel right now.
It'll make sense.
Yo. A point I wanted, I don't know, we're not really talking about something, but I'm about to talk about something. The other day, I was in the airport, I was coming back, and I don't know why, I find like, sometimes I have my best tweets when I'm in the airport, because I'm like tired and shit.
Oh my God, that's so true.
Yeah, like I'm tired, you're going through like security, doing all this shit, you're planning to get there, and then
everyone's
you finally
annoying.
Get there, and you're waiting for your flight, you're just like, this is some fucking shit, you know what I mean? So I started tweeting, and then I tweeted, I really started hating on Nicki when I saw how salty she was when Cardi came up.
Yo,
and
I
was.
You know what? I totally understand that because even I saw Nicki Minaj and I was like, yo, you don't need to do any of this.
Yeah.
You're like Nicki. Already solidified as Nicki Minaj. Like, why do you care? Yeah, I was kind of annoyed at that.
She literally didn't have to say anything.
Nothing.
She didn't have to do anything. And if she wanted to, like, Cardi was already showing her so much love to the point where she could have, like, she could have sunned Cardi without sunning Cardi, you feel me? Like, and it wouldn't have came off as a sun. It would have just came off as, like, yo, wow, that's nice to see those two women, like, respect each other. You know what I mean? And, like, they could have like done big shit together. And then it was weird because it's in the media like, yo, they're beefing, then they're not beefing, then they're on motorsport together. Yeah, but then like Nicki sneaked this in, and I'm like, bro, this is like so salty. So I tweeted this shit, and then someone responded to me.
The Barbs.
Oh, the Barb got at you.
Someone responded to me. They DM'd me. They said, what was the reason for you mentioning Nicki hating on Cardi? You D-list celebs are wild.
Uh-oh. Got your ass.
First of all, I tweeted you. I didn't know we worked up from E-list to D-list.
I didn't even know I was D-list.
We're in the D?
I didn't even know I was in the list.
There's a list?
That was I thought we were in the I-list presented by Apple. I-list for creators. The new platform by Apple Plus TV Plus.
Yo, they're taking over. They're fucking doing everything.
Dude, Apple is Apple is church. Mm-hmm. Apple is a religion.
That's a fact.
About that. Yeah, the Barbs got you fucked up. You responded? Wait,
yeah, so I ended up responding, and I said, LMAO, goddamn. And I was about to go in. I was about to go in, and then she blocked me. And I'm like, what the
I know
fuck?
Exactly how you say that shit, too.
I was like, goddamn. I'm like, bro, first off, I'm just tweeting my shit, you know what I mean? And like, you ain't gotta come on over here. Like, why do you care that much?
She's probably like 14.
It's fun. No, yeah, she's facts. Grown, nigga. That's the point.
She's a job, really?
I ain't even gonna point it out. Like
yo,
that,
you know what it is? I think fandoms are like so much more passionate now because that's all they consume.
Yeah.
Like they're always on their phone. They're always just surrounded by. It's like their own religions. Yeah. Like if you insult somebody's religion, that's how offended people get by a fandom.
Not to mention, you have interaction with these. People sometimes like back in the day, like you wouldn't really see.
Yeah,
like,
you don't know what they're doing.
You wouldn't see no celeb. Facts, you wouldn't. Facts. You know, now you could literally like get a message back from them, like,
and not even that. You'd have to go on your TV or a magazine or see a poster,
send a letter.
Now it's like, yo, it's right. Everything is in your right hand. There, like the whole culture.
Yo,
is
I remember
there.
The first time I got on Twitter and like really discovered Twitter. I'm like, bro, Cassidy just typed this, and I could read it on my shit. I was blown away. It didn't even make sense.
I think it was like Shaq was on. I was like, yo, Shaq.
Shaq? Yo, and
then Cassidy
follows
me. I can know what
Shaq
is going doing right now?
What the
fuck? Ashton Kutcher was big. That was back in the 20s.
Yo, what's he saying, 10 bro? Years. That's a legend.
Man, it's... Yo, fuck. I hate when we get to talking because there's literally so many ways we can take it.
Like, choose one.
I don't know. Fuck.
So how old was this girl?
Oh, like, I can show y'all her
probably
page.
21,
like,
22?
Okay, Jermaine, what do you think she looked like?
I'm going to put my fucking glasses on, nigga.
Look right there, Just. What you think she looked like? She got the eyeshadow on.
You know what? Another thing is, girls could be like in their 30s too,
and like
but they
14.
Don't do nothing. Like girls that's not just women, but guys too. People that are like so consumed by their phone, like they just go to work and then they come back home and all they do at home is just like
she responded to me like a 14-year-old. And I'm like, bro, like I looked at her page. I'm like, bro, you're grown, bro. Why are you getting
bro,
at me like
doing,
that?
Aren't you doing something,
bro?
That's so true. That's a good point. Guys too.
Because yo, have you ever gone? I go to like log on Facebook once in a while and I see like my high school friends. Now keep in mind, I graduated high school 2007. So it's like we're 12 years out of high school now. So I see these guys, some of these kids have kids, they're married, and they stuff the tweet about it. I'm like,
oh, I'm unblocked.
It's like they're living in their own world.
Yeah.
And it's like they're so consumed by like some random subject.
Like, where are your kids at?
Where are your children doing?
What did RZA say? It's 10 o'clock, bitch. Where the fuck you see that?
Like, who said that?
RZA said that.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to RZA
on him, man.
Shout out to RZA.
You bet.
But yeah, Apple's taking over the fucking world.
Apple's taking over the fucking
world. Bro, they have Apple Pay, Apple Whips.
You seen a credit
Apple
card?
Pay.
Apple earrings.
Yeah. You seen the Apple credit card?
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm copping.
You know what the thing is?
I'd probably get
sounds
it.
Sounds like I'd sign up, to be honest.
Nigga,
why not?
Bro, they just, no fee? Oh, hold on, what's this shit?
There's no interest?
Oh, you mean everything's just free?
Nah, that's how they come out of
the
get you.
That's how they get you, man.
That's how they get you. I'm going to be the one nigga. I'm going to be the one nigga from 50 years from now living in the jungle saying, oh, you signed off for the Apple shit back in 2019?
Yo, I was in random places in America, and if you use Apple Pay to pay, you get 20% off.
Who provides
like
that?
Like restaurants, like random stores, things like
does
that.
Does Apple set that shit up?
I think Apple, because they have the money to do it. So like people start they're just training you to get used to paying through Apple Pay. Because I'm like, oh yeah, I want 20% off. Hell yeah. Dude, and like so many places.
Yo,
like,
the thing
so
about it
smart, because you're just conditioned.
It's like these like tap features, I find like it like makes you forget your like passwords and shit. Cause like if I have to like put my card in the debit machine, I have to think about my PIN, and like I never used to have to do that.
Bro, I have a whole shit saved up all my passwords. I forget everything.
Yeah,
I don't think my fucking like PIN I don't think I'd like forget my PIN or some shit like that. Like PIN is like, it's because it's not like a long password. Like other passwords, I definitely forget.
I definitely freeze in front of the ATM for like.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying like you just like, what's my password? Oh yeah, it comes to Trust me, I happened the other day with my credit card. I'm like,
what's my shit? Who the fuck? I forget my fucking agent.
So do you do banking? Like all online, or do you go
mostly online?
Yeah, I hate going to the bank.
I go to the bank all the
time. I'm broke though, so that's why I hate going to the bank.
You fucking go in there with your brim blows. Like, hey,
just do the fucking.
Yo, is there anything on?
Would you like a receipt? Are you tormenting me? Would you like a printer? Do you want the checking end? No, I don't want to
watch your fucking mouth. You want me to look at the check and say you fucking know which one, bitch?
You want to explore some investment options? No, bitch.
I don't want to do shit.
Yo, Apple's fucking taking over. Right?
Yeah, man.
That's all. Yo,
deposit.
Yo, once they like wrap you in with like your phone set up and then your AirPods set up and then like everything works with Apple. Bro, only it works in the Apple ecosystem. And then your money and then everything's tied in. Your information.
Don't talk. I'm gonna punch you.
Oh, you gotta punch me up.
Don't fucking talk, Trey. Don't fucking talk.
All right, y'all. I'm out. You heard the fucking eagle.
Jay.
That's one.
Wait, what happened? You have to say
this is a Guelph. This is probably the Guelph version. What is this?
Fucking so Guelph. Yeah, look at this
Guelph,
shit.
What up, Guelph? KW, Tri-City area.
Yo, don't do that.
Yeah, man, Tri-City. Well,
yo, so I hit the wrong one.
Oh, the Guelph version, you got to say the person's name three times. And then
that's how Jinx works?
Jinx is just buying a nigga a soda. He's not talking.
Listen,
buy me a crush.
Jinx is probably made by white people. Let's be real. I'm from Guelph, so I probably have the more orthodox, more true version.
The original rules.
Yeah, I don't want to brag.
Nigga, Jinx for me is like Jinx.
Like, that's what I'm bragging about. Yeah, I don't want to brag, but jinxing. I actually.
Kind of behind that.
I'm a jinxing connoisseur. I would know more.
Kind
about
of a professional.
I've never followed that. Every time
back
I saw
in 1973, jinxing was actually invented in Chatham, Ontario. Start listing facts.
Chatham? Nigga, that's a real place.
That's Chatham, isn't it?
In Chatham, Ontario. Yeah, it is. Real place.
Chatham?
Nigga, I played Jinx. So what? What are you going to do?
Yeah. Just snuff me or scrapping.
So yeah, right? Like,
bro.
Oh, man.
Chatham?
I would never live there. Because of the name alone.
Chatham.
Chatham,
Ontario. Every time someone asks me where I'm from, I'm just like,
you don't say Brampton?
No, I'll come to you.
Oh, Chatham.
I'll say Brampton.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry. I thought, go on.
What are you saying?
You're good.
Oh, no, I'll say Brampton.
What are you saying?
No. See, I assumed that you were talking about Brampton, but you were talking about Chatham.
Why did you assume that?
Oh, yeah, what?
Yo, just because.
Well, like,
yo, put my cork down.
Put that cork down.
Yo, let's like, talk people, quick.
I thought you were embarrassed to be from Brampton there for a second.
I
hopped in there.
Yo, let me tell you.
Yeah, I get that. Until it switched. Like, wait, what? What?
You think I'm offended by Brampton?
No.
Bro,
Brampton's great.
I never got that. I really never got it.
Bro.
Like, I love Brampton.
I'm so proud,
before anybody gets it twisted, I love Brampton. Brampton made me who I am.
Yo, bro.
Which Guelph or Brampton, nigga? Which one?
Brampton to this day.
Where are you born?
To this day.
I'll let you turn down the fucking.
Brampton Center Center to this day.
In all the comments, they're like, yo, guys, can you please turn it off for your next episode? Guys, I think we hit the point. Gotta turn it down a bit.
Yo, Brampton's the.
Where were you the day when Salman Khan came to Trinity Commons? To this day. I was there.
Yo.
That traffic was backed up, man, for 3 hours. I remember that.
I thought I was from Brampton, but
if
you remember when Salman Khan, is my mic off? If you remember when Salman Khan, sorry, I was yelling. If you remember, sorry, go back.
Yeah,
if you remember when Salman Khan was at Trinity Commons.
You need another card?
That's some real Brampton
battery,
shit.
Right?
I remember that.
Say a word.
I was there. I was a witness.
I actually don't remember that.
Do you guys remember that? Salman Khan is like one of the biggest Bollywood actors, and he came to Trinity Commons.
Trinity caught not even Brampton.
They had an event in the parking lot.
Oh shit!
Yo, it was bad. Yo, it took me. It took us 3 hours to get out. That's how many people they were there. I swear to God, it was the craziest day.
Holy fuck!
Yo, Jess. That was nothing compared to Enrique Iglesias
at Bramley Center.
Yo, look.
I remember that.
You fucking don't know.
Yo, you know what? I'm not even going to argue.
Bro, Enrique Iglesias
had everyone going crazy. call in front of Lozenza. Right in front of Lozenza, bro. It went down, bro.
Enrique Iglesias was going stupid in front of the gap. No cap.
Yo, the fact that he went to a Lozenza. Lozenza's like, yeah. Lozenza at their meeting was like, yo, who we got to bring out to Brampton? They'll make all the girls come out.
Bashy Boys.
No.
I need some
Eric Carter?
No.
You guys
in sync. They're like the new Backstreet Boys.
I don't like his haircut.
Who's one the guy that has it all?
Enrique Iglesias. Is one nigga in the back that they're not listening to? I have a guy.
And then like Spanish music starts playing the Spanish.
Yo, fuck it. Yo, what's Enrique Iglesias doing these
motherfucking
days?
Motherfucking Enrique Iglesias.
Yo, shout out to Enrique Iglesias.
Oh. We got to get him on the show.
That guys, get him on. Guys, come on. Enrique Iglesias deserves a Brampton Star. You know they get the Brampton City honor? He's got to come back and get
the
Brampton.
Yo, I'm going to tell him. I'll tell him the story.
Jeffrey from Lindage.
To everyone, tweet at Enrique right now and say, yo, we want you on the show.
Yo, I'll be like, yo, I don't know if you remember.
Can you spell Enrique Iglesias?
I can't fucking say it.
Enrique. You think I trip?
Woo! Next.
Last name.
Iglesias. What does it say?
I mean, you said it wrong.
Hey, can I get a sentence? Can I get a context?
Enrique Iglesias.
No. Say it.
Enrique Iglesias comes to the month. Enrique Iglesias is at Bramley City Center.
Can I get the origin?
Enrique.
Sorry, the second one.
Oh, Enrique's family.
Colombia.
The last name. Can I get a source?
King of Pop. His mom was a source. It was her last
name. Sorry, the last name. Can you repeat that again?
Iglesias.
All right, yo, I'm going to try this.
I think I'm saying it wrong, though.
Yo, he has dates. He has dates in Niagara Falls.
And
when? Am I trying to touch? May 27th.
No, there's no
I
G. Yeah.
L.
Yeah.
Yes.
A.
No.
I.
Nope.
No.
Sorry. Wait, what are you saying no and yes to? I'm confused now.
Say yo, I-G-L. Know everything you said.
Say whatever I spelled right.
Yeah. I-G-L.
I-G-L.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Iglesias.
No.
Fuck. Iglesias. If it's not an I or an A, what the shit? What
your vowels, nigga.
Why?
Just go through them.
Sometimes why?
No,
sometimes. Not this time.
All right. Shit. What?
Yo, usually it's not that time.
No. You. Iglesias?
E.
Iglesias.
There you go, E.
All right. S.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I-A-S.
Woo. Yeah, there you go.
Yo, man. Don't test me.
Don't test
me. The ego, boy.
Shit, man.
Oh, man.
To this day.
Yo, Brampton is the fucking best, bro. Mm. Every time I go there, I'm like, whew, I miss this shit. It's calm.
Yeah, man.
Everybody leaves you alone. And yep. Everything's just fucking far. So I like driving. I don't mind driving.
Facts.
Like on some chill shit. Facts. I was like, oh, I got to go to the movies. All right. No, I got to go buy fucking bread. Let's make a trip out
there's
of
so many
and reflect on the way and listen to music.
Yeah. There's so many Toronto niggas that that try to flex. Like, oh, yo, I don't drive. That's your stupid ass don't travel anyway.
Fucking
taking a train and shit.
That's a flex.
Huh?
That's a flex, yeah.
Bro, they try to flex it like, yo, yeah, I don't drive it.
Oh,
yo,
cars.
I don't even need to drive.
I'm like, you have money to afford a car? Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I have a TTC pass. Sorry, no hate to TTC. I love TTC. I love
it. Fuck the TTC. Everything TTC. I heard they charge it too much.
Yeah, they're kicking it up by 10 cents, man. Yeah. Shit.
Fuck the TTC.
Bro, how about just making people pay?
Bro, my mom didn't know how to drive when she was like mad old, and I'm just like, son, I'm trying to go to McDonald's, you ain't know how to drive. And that shit was like always weird to me. So I'm like, yo, right when I know how to, like, I'm able to drive,
yeah,
I'm fucking whipping it. Dig what I'm saying.
When'd you use your license?
Yo, you guys are driving pretty early.
I was driving literally the day of.
Who did day 15? Day that turned 16, they got their G1. Who did
me?
That?
I didn't.
Can you do that?
Day one game. Yeah, man. Bro, the day of November 4th, I went in. And I was like, yo, I'm about to get my G1. I'm doing my G1.
Let me tell you something. I understood my situation at home. You know what I mean? Yeah. I understood, like, bro, I'm not getting the car. It's not happening.
Nah, it doesn't matter.
If I could drive.
So I just didn't get my license. I wanted to drive. I was getting a whip.
I knew my dad had a whip. You know what I'm saying?
But that's the thing. Like, yeah, I'm saying, like, I wasn't getting the car, and, like, my family was not giving me the car.
Lending the car.
They just weren't doing that. So I was like, I chilled, bro. I didn't get my license. I was like 19 or some shit like that.
Bro, nah, how can you not? Saving.
That's like the most exciting
but like, part of life. I would rather not have a license and not drive than have a license and not drive.
Nah, I was determined. I was saving. At that point in my life, I just figured, like, yo, you just got to save, buy a car, and then, like, you don't have to pay for anything else.
Save?
Yo, I would get excited if, like, one of my uncles was like, yo, you're putting the keys. Go pull the car around or do the car. Oh, I would get excited by that.
I feel you. But I'd do that with no license.
And that if I got my license, I'm like, yo, I'm a license. I can do that now. Yeah. Especially. I'm like, all right, cool. Go get a bag of milk. Because, like, when families are over and shit like that, I'm like, yeah.
Sure, what else you need?
It's a brown guy thing, bro. Shout out to brown guys, man.
No, we grab bags of milk.
Almond milk.
Oh, did you?
What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, we did.
I did, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No,
yeah, sure.
I don't know what to tell you. There's fucking bags of milk in my fridge.
I had mad bags of milk.
Yo, I would finish a bag. Yeah, I'd probably finish a bag a day. A bag, maybe two.
Really?
Bro, I drink so much milk.
So Americans are saying, what's talking about bags of milk?
Oh, yeah, bags.
Nah, that's an old joke now. If you guys haven't heard of that joke already, then...
Like, I'm a box honestly, you're lying.
Yo, we're fucking... Just, we're connected
you're
enough.
You're living under a rock.
Oh, fuck.
Yo, I'm feeling this wine.
I was about to say Sarah Alley, man.
I'm really feeling this wine.
Yeah. Oh, we know.
I'm slurring and slipping.
give me three angles.
My tongue is loose.
Yeah, I'm 200 pounds, so I'm fucking... Takes a bit.
Yo, everyone stop.
Everyone's like in the last...
Everyone
stop. They said Shells is off the rumble clock.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I'm not an alcoholic, bro, so y'all need to relax with that, bro.
Yo, I'm fucking crying.
Yeah, man.
This nigga Just is going crazy.
Man, y'all,
going
yo, crazy. Y'all, hey. Yo, can we talk about us?
Oh, yo. Did you see it?
See us?
Oh, no, man. No, please don't talk about us.
Oh, sure. Okay, never mind.
Sorry.
It's sick.
You didn't see it?
Nah, man.
Are you going to see it?
I'm going to see it because Tim Heidecker's in it.
Who's that?
He's probably
the white dude?
The white guy.
Oh, yeah.
But he's like my like the Tim and Eric Awesome Show, Great Job, is one of my favorite shows.
Okay.
So he's like, so you're, okay. To see him
excited.
Go from that. To like a Jordan Peele movie is like pretty awesome.
For sure.
What do you do? Where's he from?
Tim and Eric, awesome show, great job.
Oh, Tim and Eric.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's Tim from Tim and Eric.
Oh, what the fuck? He was in that shit?
Yeah.
He was a neighbor,
that's
no?
That's how good he was then, I guess.
That's crazy.
No, he was good.
Yeah. Don't spoil. I gotta watch it. Next time.
Especially
next
the part.
Go back to some tweets. Go back to some DMs.
No tweets. I wanted to talk about fucking... You just went to my hometown, actually. New Orleans.
New Orleans.
New Orleans,
right?
New Orleans, baby.
I was hating.
Yeah, I was in New Orleans, baby.
Yo, first off, you took a cross-country tour.
Where'd you go? Let's just get all the places.
Yo, what happened? I went to...
you said you were going to New York, and then you're gone for a month.
Yeah, I went to New York, and I was like, fuck it. Let's leave. And they're like, go back to Toronto. I'm like, no. Thank you for that applause.
I like it. I like where this is going.
We rented a car and went down to Miami. We drove down from New York to Miami. We stopped in Richmond, Virginia, learned about the American history and the great struggle the nation had to face into becoming its glorious nation that it is today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Yeah. We learned about Thomas Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy.
Yeah, him too.
The guy that did
Bill
the thing.
Clinton.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Bill Clinton.
The great founders of the American country.
Yeah.
Went down to Savannah, Georgia. That was beautiful. Yeah. Been to Savannah?
Georgia.
Yeah. Yo, Savannah. Savannah's like a fairy tale. I felt like I walked in a Cinderella or like a Snow White movie.
Really?
Damn, Google this shit.
Now you guys gotta go, man. Savannah's crazy. Anybody that's go, everybody's like, go to Atlanta. Yeah, sure, go to Atlanta.
Yeah.
But then go to Savannah.
Talk about
it. Positive from Atlanta.
Savannah's just, I don't know, probably 3 hours, something like that. Then went to Miami. You know how we had to do it to him, man. Give me that Will Smith out there real quick.
Which one?
The Will Smith one?
We have a.
That's
the only rapper we have.
That's not Will Smith.
That's
Will Smith. Hmm, that's not Will Smith either.
Which? These are only voices.
Wait, hold on. You're meaning to tell me you don't have the Will Smith Miami ad lib?
Oh. File not found.
Sorry, boss.
Yeah, I know my errors, bro.
Fuck. Yeah. We'll get it next time.
All right. Well, the story's not going to be the same anymore. I went to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Was
Will Smith even in Miami? He was in Philly and LA.
He made a whole song about Miami.
Oh, that fucking.
Yo, he had these like white shorts and this white tank top on. Like, I remember that was the first time. Actually, that was the second time I ever saw like a hip hop video. I was like, yo, I want that. And I told my mom I want those white pairs of shorts. First time was when P. Diddy and Mace were in front of that light.
Actually, no.
Yeah, I'll take a little more.
Can you tell the Miami story?
All right, so we pull up in Miami.
Yeah.
The women, the cars, the luxury, the food, the spunk, the ring. 5 days, 4 nights. My dad's calling.
Oh, shit.
Should I pick this up?
Are you going to answer? Yeah, shit.
Yeah, why not?
You can't decline your dad. My dad gets so mad.
Actually, swing a little bit of that still.
Hello, Sussie Girl. Yeah, Sussie Girl. Mm-hmm. Shh, shh, shh. May I studio with Johnny?
Yo, tell him I said hi.
No. Office.
Tell him I said hi.
Yeah.
You have to find the window.
Gene Treatment and all.
Yeah.
You gotta find the window.
You guys want to say hi? Here, say hi to my dad. Here, say hi to my dad.
Hey, man, what's up?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
My friend.
Good. How's everything?
Good. I want to come back over for dinner if that's okay with you.
Not so spicy this time, though, you know?
Please.
Right now, just a couple of weeks, we are busy. After that, we'll come.
No, okay. I'm gonna.
Charlie penciled us in?
Yeah.
Don't come over for 2 weeks.
Now he dubbed you, Loki.
Yeah.
It's final.
Your son's not that good in basketball.
Yeah, we're gonna leave him. He's not gonna come. It's gonna be just us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He's not good at basketball?
No, not at all.
Okay, what about on Mole?
It's
even worse.
I wouldn't even mention him. Okay. I'm sorry.
He's like, what have I done?
Good. Anyways.
Yeah,
all right. Didn't even throw a bunch of them. Yeah.
So anyways, guys, how are you doing?
I'm
all right,
Maybe.
I'm a little hot, but it's, you know, other than that.
That's not all it is.
You guys are hot?
Yeah, I'm chilling.
I'm in a turtleneck, baby. I just want to point that out.
Baby.
Yes, sir. Jeez. Someone try to come at me.
Ain't your spine hot, nigga?
Yeah, ain't no spine hot. Actually, hold on. Just wanted to come at me.
Sorry.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah, I'm back.
Ooh, I heard that pussy.
Ain't nothing up.
I heard that pussy.
I was in Miami.
Ain't nothing up.
These are new?
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Just,
all right. Just put it back on. So, you's in Miami.
Yo, we went to Miami. Then we went to, where else did we go? We went to Orlando. We went to Jacksonville, Florida.
Let me pause this then. This is a different city.
We went to a shooting range in Jacksonville.
But you ain't hit no targets.
No, we didn't because we didn't have guns. But yo, we went to the most racist places.
What'd you use?
Racist places in America.
Places
thinking,
and faces.
Expecting people to be like really aggressive or hostile.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was nice. Dude, every single person. I was like, I was shocked. We went through the Bible Belt.
The like, fucking mean people were doing some shit. It was probably a meeting or some shit.
Mm-hmm. And it was busy.
Probably. I don't know what was going on.
It wasn't home at the time.
Yo, there was like couple times where like one time I was in Alabama and we're walking by a bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like mad white dudes like just like bald white dudes, some like rocker looking dudes, and I'm like, naturally I'm scared because I'm stereotypical. Obviously I watch movies, so I walked by. I was like, yo man, we're about to get jumped, like something's about to happen. They're gonna yell something at me. And we're walking by and they're blocking the sidewalk. One guy sees us walk by, he's like, oh, sorry about that, and he like grabs his girl's like, hey, come on, move over, like these guys need to get by. So nice. Everybody was so
just do that.
Yeah.
Wow.
How long did they look at you after the fact? Because that actually happens to me.
No, man. There was only one time where something racist was said to me. I was in Savannah. Mm-hmm. And there was like family was driving by. And there was a dad in the back seat with a baby. He's like rocking the baby to sleep, right? He's like, shh, shh, shh. Like the car slowly driving by. Then he's like rocking the baby. He rolls down the window. He's like, you goddamn terrorist. But he didn't yell it because he didn't want to wake up his baby.
Did you want to say it that bad?
Wait.
Bro, because I was right on the sidewalk.
Did you need...
He's trying to make the baby sleep, so he didn't yell. He's like, hey, you goddamn terrorist. But he said it like he did a loud whisper because I was right there. And I just look at the guy as he's rocking his baby sleep. And I, yo, it was the funniest shit. I started cracking up.
Are you fucking being serious?
Yeah, it was hilarious. It was so funny. Because he's not trying to be loud.
Where was
he was
this,
like mindful of his child. He was a good dad. Let's just say that.
Wait, where was this though?
Savannah.
The same place you just said it's
this
so beautiful?
The miracle shit you was talking about?
Yeah, the best, one of my favorite
looking
scenes.
Ugly now. It looking ugly now.
I would have blasted yeah, some fucking 21.
Fuck your baby.
Yo, it's like, but it's also the laziest. It's the laziest thing to say. Like that's
yeah.
That's like, with chairs, like, all right, come on, man, come on with some new material, man. You guys have been doing this shit for 12 years now, man. Come on, new content.
Yeah.
Wow.
New words.
That's crazy.
I would say, you goddamn pussy nigga.
Yo, that's it. Everybody else is super nice. Everybody else was like so kind. It like changed my whole mind of the
But like,
deep
to
self.
Me, that's like an extreme. Like,
yeah, that's
it's like,
a lot.
Bro, like, Maz weren't even just giving you dirty looks. They went to like the extreme.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Did he wait for his window to go down? Like he said,
yeah.
It's like, goddamn, Derek.
It was like going down. Like, no. It was still going down. I was like, goddamn, Derek. Like, you didn't even notice the transition.
It is
going
not.
Up. He's like, I did my business. I've said it, I whispered it, and now it's done.
It's honestly not as bad as.
Oh, goddamn, Darius. Honestly, Andy was a good dad. That was a 10 out of 10 like insult. I
would have
like,
threw
you...
fucking water in that nigga's car. Straight.
He was very mindful of his
insult.
Straight
up.
That's wild.
I would have threw. I would
have. Yo, that's his fucking problem. Nigga.
You got
poor yeah. that nigga.
It is. It is. But like, I still would have. I don't know. I would have fucking pissed on his window or something like that while my car.
What's
driving?
The like most racist How shit I've ever experienced?
Yeah.
Oh man, we're going there.
Yeah. What's the most like racist shit I've like real quick like one thing?
Me?
Yeah.
Yo, I just experienced that shit.
A word?
Where was I? Damn, some crazy shit happened to me and I made a joke out of it. Like I don't know, I find the best way to deal with it, me personally, is like, if someone says some racist shit, like, I'll say a joke back to them, like, showing you, like, bro, that didn't really affect me. Like, you're a waste type shit. Like, I forgot what I did, man. I forgot what I said, but it was really recent. I was like, yo, fuck, like, that was so funny. It was one of those things where I'm like, oh, shit, someone's being racist. Hold on. Like, let me get at this nigga. You know what I mean? Like, I forgot what it was, though. Fuck. I wasn't home, though. I was somewhere else.
Mm. Your shit didn't stick, nigga.
Good.
Yeah, like.
It was a fucking waste. You forgot it.
Yeah.
You forgot what you said.
Who?
Whatever the person said to
you. Oh, yeah. Oh, facts. Yeah. That shit
was weak.
Yeah. That shit was weak. Come on, up, pussy.
I feel like I always experience, like, passive racism. You know what I mean? Like, it's never, like, one time I was, like, chilling in Wendy's. I had just ate, too. I was chilling in Wendy's, and some lady comes up to me with $20 in her hand, and she's, like, shoving this 20 on me. I'm like, I don't, she's like, get something to eat. I'm like, I don't need to eat. Like, I just ate, I'm good. Like, I don't need your money.
What?
She shoved this 20 on me, bro.
No way.
I swear to God, bro.
She just shoved it on me
and like walked away, and I'm like, sure. I don't. Like, I just ate. I don't need. I don't want your money. I'm good. Damn. No, just get something to eat. Go get something to eat. And I walked away. I'm like, wow, that was fucked up, bro.
It's fucked.
What
up,
if she's
man.
Just trying to do like one good deed? For
Maybe, like, but it's like
I don't need this 20.
Yeah. So go to somebody else.
The first
that's
person
like,
I see is getting this. Go to somebody. Doesn't matter if he's
it's a thing I gotta do.
As long as he's human, it's like a well-intentioned lady.
I was like, that's
what the fuck.
Yeah, that was.
I don't like lazy racism. So somebody comes up to me and is like, hey, you Arab. I'm like, how am I? That's like if somebody went up to you and was like, hey, you Irish. You'd be like, what? That's
I've like never heard of
completely different part of the world.
I feel you though. Like when it's, I don't know, like I don't like no racism, but it's just like,
that's just whack.
That's just so stupid. And it's fucking, it's always funny when like it's just happening and you're looking at it, I'm like, bro, like, you just see their characters. I don't know.
You realize how fucking
so
stupid
they are. Like, racism is lazy, dude.
So much of a character. I'm like, I'm looking at them. I'm like, bro, like, you have a choice to get mad and try and like act out and shit. Bro, like, we all have our way of dealing with shit. Like, I just make fun of them in front of their face, and the shit feels so much better because I'm like, bro, like.
Yeah, you gotta pick at their insecurity. You gotta find out their insecurity.
Yeah, like, get
you
at
gotta
them.
Find out what really makes them trigger and tick and what really bothers them. You gotta get that. And every person is different.
Your bald spot showing. Because I'm taller than you.
It's like, I know, guy.
Stupid ass. You do that to me all the time.
Taller than
you. Like, you know what?
Hey, your bald shit showing.
Yeah, it's fine. You see that meme where the guy's smiling and he's just it's like, it's like blood and tears. That's just so funny. Hey, I'm so happy for you. great.
Yo, some guy came in the elevator one time. It was me and my slimes. Bro, I don't.
Do you know the story?
This is shit. Sorry, before you continue.
This is the.
I think it. No, there's those ones. There's those ones. We'll get to those ones. But these ones that I'm talking about, this is exactly what I'm talking about when I deal with like racism shit. Like, it'll be very subtle sometimes, or it'll be very like where they're trying to be nice or trying to be like, I feel like sometimes they're nervous and then they just say some shit that I'm like, that was racist, sir.
Wait, what?
This is what one you, of the bro, stories.
I'm not mad at that because I'm like, yeah, you just don't know. But yo, be better. Come on, be better, man.
Nah, they know low key.
Bro, try.
If you say the shit with a smirk.
What are you talking about?
This is what I always say. If you say the shit with a smirk, I could slap it off your face. You think what I'm saying?
100%. Let's get out. There we go.
Go ahead. Say that
there
shit.
There we are. Bro, it just me and my slimes in the elevator and the, me and my friends in the elevator. Yeah, me and my young slimes in the elevator. And then some guy got on the elevator. He's like,
honey,
where's the drugs?
Ugh.
Bro, it was so quiet.
Man. You fucking
He's like, oh, I'm just joking with you guys. I'm like, I missed that one, my nigga.
But then it's like I'm like, the thing is, it's like, you know, it's stuck.
Oh, shit, yo, Joe, hey, yo, Joe, right,
to
yo,
be
right,
real, right. I could have answered the question.
It was, I got it.
It was closer than you think, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Me, nigga.
It was closer than you think. It was closer than you think. You know what I'm saying? We just didn't answer. We thought you was 12. Yo, you know how we feel about 12 over here.
What do you do if you're a conscious drug dealer in this situation? I want business.
Like, I
want
to sell to you, but you're a fucking dickhead.
Be mad at you. What do I do?
Where's the drugs?
Who's asking?
Well, you know what I'm saying?
It breaks into that anime thing. If I do tell him the drugs, like the anime voiceover. But then on the other hand, if I expose him to this, he might think it's okay to be racist. Lose the money. It's like a sweat bead. What do I do? And the guy, and then it cuts to the guy, and the guy's like,
I've broken him.
Like a fucking,
I know, the thing is, I know he's a drug dealer. He just doesn't know how to answer.
Like a fucking Team Rocket and
music,
shit.
And then the music's all like,
shout out to anime.
Yeah.
Dude, anime is the best. I think, you guys think in anime? Sometimes I'll be in certain situations and I'll think.
I bet he does.
Oh yeah.
I bet this is
watching anime. Where are you from?
What?
You're from Brampton?
Brampton. Yeah.
Oh, damn. Brampton kids watch anime? Yeah.
Oh yeah. What? My room is fucking anime museum.
So you think in anime, like certain situations where you're like,
oh yeah,
I have to go through something really quick. I'll think in anime. I'll think like
For sure.
Then and this is why we didn't want to put any fucking skeleton to the show, because we can go from talking to racism to fucking anime.
Thinking in anime. Hey, you thinking anime?
Somebody commented like, hey, I think you guys need some more structure to your show.
Someone said that?
Yeah.
It's not for you.
I think you need
to fucking,
I go
think
fucking watch something else.
I think you need
NPR, nigga.
I think you need
NPR.
What's that?
I bought NPR,
man.
NPR,
yeah, yeah, NPR.
How I built this?
Hey,
shout out to how I built this.
Drop the eagle real quick, man. NPR eagle. There it is.
They do drop gems. They give a fucking
go listen to that fucking sweat pack.
I'm going to let y'all know something. I think y'all niggas need to fuck off. And our next racism story, because I know they be really, you guys are really in the comments saying shit like, yo, I love the stories. You guys need to tell more stories. I'm like, damn, nigga, we're about to run out of shit.
Because you know what? That's what we,
I got
when
10.
We hang off camera, all we do is, most of the times we tell stories.
Yeah, I tell them, I just like, forget about them.
Yeah, I remember.
There's a few of them are still
when
in the
station. Yo, you remember the day when we thought we lost him? I swear to God, this nigga went to go climb some fucking mountain or some dumb shit like that. And I'm like, yo, I thought, yo, I literally came to this guy's house. This guy's like, hello.
Post-traumatic mountain. Me.
I was worried.
Yeah, can we move on?
I'm sorry. But
I'm sick. Everybody, if you get a chance to go to Peru, go to Peru. Beautiful place.
Yeah.
Shout out to Peru Tourism. Send me that
but
check.
All that climbing
send me that
shit.
Check. Drop that bomb real quick. Send me that check. Right quick. Send me 3 checks, as a matter of fact. Send me 6. Send me 13 tools. That... All right, I don't know. Just send me.
Damn.
Send me 18 checks, bitch. That's right. I count that shit up. Leave in the comments.
That's a lot of bombs. Our next racism story that we about to tell for you folks is when we went to fucking. Shout out to my hold on. Shout out to our motherfucking Slipper Slam Waleed.
Shit. Shout out Waleed.
He just got his grill. She FaceTimed me last night just to show me his grill.
It was late,
dude. Same. It was like, oh, it was like 1 a.m., right?
Wait, he got you too? And me?
Yo, he said,
everybody. I think he called single person on his list. He said, like,
yo, he told me, all right, yo, I gotta go call more people.
Now you talking about me too.
He said the same shit.
We'll get Waleed on the show very soon, but
nah, fuck Waleed. Drop a no. Don't
okay, I love. I was ready. This is my nigga, right?
No. That's my mate, bro. That's my mate. You see that sign up there?
Yeah, it's actually not.
Can't see it. No. They don't show that. They are competitors.
Hey, let them know.
They are competitors.
Let them know who hangs above them every time they record this podcast.
And make a good light.
And a neon glass sign bent in a multitude of ways.
I fucking love this light.
Doesn't really mean anything. It's just.
But what was I gonna say? Yeah, us wasn't that good. Shout out to this wine. You dig what I'm saying?
I'm not gonna say that.
Yeah, I would say that.
I ain't gonna say that.
Oh, yeah, I'm not gonna say that.
Nah. I'm not gonna listen to that. I'm gonna go in full.
Damn, all right.
go see us, man.
Yeah, go see. I said shout out
man,
to
what's
us.
His first? Why am I forgetting his first
name?
He
said it's not good, though. It kind of defeats the shout out. You know what I mean?
Get out.
What'd
you guys think? Get out. Honest.
Yo, me personally?
What'd you think of Get Out?
I haven't watched in a while, though. Sorry.
Yo, I couldn't. Wait, what'd you say?
I said I haven't watched in a while.
Before that.
That's all right. Do you remember your initial feelings?
You can't shout out something and then diss it.
No, after that.
I ain't say nothing. That's all.
Damn, I thought I heard something
else. You drunk, nigga.
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying? Get Out, I loved it. I loved it. From my initial watch, I loved it. Like, yeah, it was really good.
Yo, man, I like this joint way better because I couldn't. For Get Out, I don't know.
That's what I feel.
Yo, the first time I ever saw the Us commercial, I swear to God, I just thought it was a parody. I'm like, the acting was just like kind of off for me. I couldn't get into it. I couldn't lock in. Like, the storyline and the concept was like interesting.
The dad is a bit.
Yeah, and then the first time, and then he's like, Jordan Peele's first movie. I'm like, doesn't he make jokes and shit? So I'm like, I thought this was a joke. I'm
first like, episode, Get Out or Us? Get Out.
Us was way better. Us was like, okay, the acting is
I feel the same way. I feel like he's going to get better and better and better, and like Get Out is going to be like his first, Tarantino's first movie.
I don't like to compare the two movies.
You
know?
Yeah.
I see a lot of people doing that. A lot of people are comparing them. I don't like to do that, but I do think that I liked Get Out more than Us.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
As far as what, though? Like, the concept
just how I felt after the movie. Just how I felt leaving the theater. Like, I just felt like, nigga, like, Get Out was incredible. Like, I would tell everybody. Like, Us, I liked Us. And to me, it was more, I think my experience of it and my opinion of it changed.
I wish you could talk about it, man.
After I looked up.
Man.
Go
on. You know what? Here's the thing. I wish Get Out had more of a fucked up ending.
It's kind of like a cookie cutter ending, yeah.
It was a kind of a very clean, let's clean it up, wrap it up so people are happy ending. Yeah, I wish there was like at least one element that was kind of fucked up.
Because
that's what makes like a good horror movie ending. So strictly based off of like a horror movie analysis, I think the entire movie was amazing.
Yeah.
I just wish the ending had like one thing that was like,
yo, in a scary movie, he leaves you like, but, yo.
Was the guy still alive? Like one of those moments.
Would
you
guys say Get Out is a horror movie?
No,
it's his transition into the horror genre.
It was pretty horror, man.
Yeah, it's definitely horror. You that's the first genre.
I don't know. I don't. I wasn't like.
Thriller more. I wouldn't even call a horror movie. Like I see people calling it horror. I'm like,
they're fucking
really,
stabbing people.
Not really
shit.
Horror.
Yeah. Well, he's getting labeled as a horror director now.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. I would say Us is a horror movie.
What do you consider horror? Like Saw.
Like Saw.
That's gore.
Fucking,
that's
like
what about Jason? What you call Jason?
Horror is like Friday the
13th.
Jason. Thriller.
Thriller.
Yeah.
So this
no okay. Friday the 13th.
Like horror is like Poltergeist.
He was
trying to make a Poltergeist type vibe. It was like there's like no shit coming out of the screen.
I feel like it was a little bit more Thriller though. But like horror and Thriller are always like playing on that thin line. So we could be right, we could be wrong. But I feel like Thriller is more like killing shit. Horror is more like ghost and shit. But horror is scary. You know what I mean? Like so
Thriller is like jump scares.
It sounds like a Thriller. Thrillers are characterized and defined by the moods they elicit, giving viewers heightened feelings of suspense, excitement, surprise, anticipation, anxiety.
But like Train to Busan, if you watch that movie, that's a thriller.
Yo, once someone gets stabbed, isn't it a horror?
But zombies are thrillers.
Zombies are thrillers. Or no, let's see. Who's that dude that couldn't have his Jason Statham movie? His heart rate can't drop.
Die Hard?
Like Die Hard.
Die
Hard's not. That's more
thriller. Like Jason's. Okay, any Jason Statham movie is a thriller. Like action path, like fast.
Yo, horror films designed to frighten
I say that's like
to evoke our hidden worst fears, often in terrifying, shocking finale, while captivating and entertaining us at the same time in a cathartic experience.
I wouldn't call it a thriller either. fuck,
bro. Okay, hold on.
I literally just said that's kind of more in the thriller lane.
I would honestly call Bird Box more horror, to be honest, than thriller. I wouldn't call Bird Box. Have y'all seen Bird Box?
I call them both movies.
I call them.
Well, they are movies.
It's a fine line.
Well, okay, let's.
It's a fine movie.
Let's see what they call, what they define Bird Box as. This is a drama / thriller. I'd agree with that because it's not really scary. It's more like. It's like a thriller. Like, thrillers aren't necessarily scary.
But you know what? Die Hard is genre under thriller, though.
Die Hard is a thriller?
That's weird. It's action, adventure, thriller, mystery.
Is that where he's making it up the way the elevators? Like, to the top of the building? Is that
Die Hard, I think, isn't there, like, a lot of them?
Oh, maybe I'm wrong, man. I don't know. My thing was Rush Hour. Like, that was my action movie thing. I didn't watch Die Hard.
I loved Rush Hour. I was too young
for all those movies. Rush Hour was, like, my action movie growing up.
They'll bust a nigga ass and they'll make a joke and it's like, okay, I'm a kid again. Yeah.
Dude, Rush Hour. Man, Rush Hour is classic.
They're making
all of them to this day.
To this day.
To this day. Every single one. 1, 2, 3. If you don't like me, fuck you, man.
Damn.
That's right.
I think, this is the type of nigga I am, man. I don't like movies that are classics for me, and you're trying to remake it. So I'm gonna come clean. I'm gonna come clean real quick. I don't really think I want Space Jam with LeBron, and I don't really want the new Bad Boys.
Shout out to Brown, but hell no.
Yo, look what they did to Jumanji.
First of all, I can't even watch Space Jam.
I didn't even watch Jumanji. Was it good?
Wait, hold on, dude. Hold on. Let me make sure you guys agree on both. Do you guys want Bad Boys 3 or 4 or whatever they're making?
Yeah, I'll check it out.
I didn't really want it. I think it's gonna be a little bit corny.
Yo, it could be a new angle. You know, they're older.
Nah, Will
know?
Smith is sick, bro.
They're Will still Smith waving. Is sick.
Martin Lawrence is sick, bro.
I get
but
it.
They're not funny. Writing yeah, the Martin movie.
Is funny. Exactly. Martin Lawrence is funny, bro.
But they're not writing the movie.
Who is?
Yeah, but yo, but it's still, not, I feel it like it's how you, it's how you, it? You
but bro, still, acting. It's I'm sure, acting too, like, I'm sure it's collaborative in some sense.
Improv
though,
and
like,
shit.
Yeah,
I hope. I hope.
Yeah,
I hope. Don't get me wrong. I hope
because
I
need it.
I love Bad Boys.
I might need it,
but I'm afraid to not need it. Let me correct myself.
Right, it's okay to be scared.
I'm afraid.
It's okay. It's okay.
I just need y'all there for me. That's it. I'm just like, I'm afraid sometimes when they remake movies because they're so hyped with like, how bad they see that social media talks about certain shit, and they're like, okay, let's just give it to them. Like, Toy Story 4, that's going to hit. We all know Toy Story's going to hit.
Do we know why?
We all know Lion King's going to hit. Any Disney movie is hitting.
Yo,
I can't tell you the last.
Usually it's like, they got this.
All right. I get all that.
But certain movies that come back, like Bad Boys and shit, like, I'm afraid I'm not going to like it.
Did y'all see the...
Bro, Aladdin. I'm so mad at Aladdin.
You go fucking scream.
Yeah, there you go. Like, Aladdin.
Yo, I saw a comment somebody left on Aladdin. I was like, yo, this is a perfect way to describe it. Somebody's like, yo, how can this look so high budget and low budget at the same time?
I've not seen the trailer.
But if they made it animated, I would be excited for it.
I just don't like that everything's, they're trying to live action everything.
But you know what it is?
And they're making Dora now. Like, what are you doing?
Here's why
I'm offended by Aladdin. I have a personal vendetta.
Tell us.
My man's back me up.
Dora the person. Shout out Faye Tanner, human being.
Yo, you know what it is? Because that's right.
So the
original Aladdin is not a real place. It was like a mashup of India to the Middle East. Like, the white people were like, yeah, it's all the same shit. So it's like,
oh, what the fuck? Wait, Aladdin's a place?
The curly toe shoes are an Indian thing.
Hold on, wait, they're not like a guy named Aladdin?
No.
Nah, man.
Oh, it was a fucking, wow. Nigga.
Oh, Aladdin was a place? Yeah. What did I say?
Yo, what I just thought, I thought Aladdin,
said Aladdin was a
guy.
Was a place between
India. No, you're right. No, I thought Aladdin was a guy, though.
Sorry, no. Agrabah.
Oh yeah, Aladdin is a guy. So okay,
it's a fucking guy.
Yeah, Aladdin is a guy.
Oh okay.
You said what? Agrabah is the place.
Agrabah.
Yeah, I've not seen Aladdin in years.
So what they did here was like, I feel like they tried to make it more authentic, which I do appreciate because they got a lot of like consultation groups to come in and like be like, yo, is this
every
okay?
movie needs that.
Like and they do, and that's like, and you know what? I actually salute to Disney. Shout out to Disney. Drop a bomb for Disney right quick.
Yeah.
They're actually doing that a lot with their movies right now, and I appreciate that because they're getting. So I like that. So they did that. I'll give them that. But it's still like too hyper realistic. But I guess that's a theatrical element. I'm just saying, like, if you're going to make a movie, like, if you make Lion King, that's like realistic. It's sick. Jungle Book, realistic. Sick. Mm-hmm. But like Aladdin, it's always going to be like grand and theatrical. Mm-hmm. And like, it looks almost too Bollywood.
It's almost like a musical, like low key.
Yeah. And then Will Smith is a genie. I'm like, man, I don't know, man.
But you see, and Will Smith is an amazing actor. So don't try and like,
here's the thing. When he's not in Blueface, he's great.
No,
there was like a couple scenes where he was like normal Will Smith as a genie. I'm like, you should have just kept him like that the entire movie. Don't make him blue. Leave that to Robin Williams, rest in peace. Leave that to him. But don't make Will Smith blue. Like, just make him.
But how can he be the genie and not be blue, though?
Why does he have to be blue?
He can come out his regular color and still be floating. He's not gonna be blue.
Yeah, I get, but then we'll like the people who are like the fans and the purists of Aladdin.
Yeah, I can easily see someone else say, like, yo, Aladdin
is blue. Yeah.
Because that's Aladdin from like the non-conscious era of Aladdin. That's not like from like
But that's the source though. That's what they're like basing.
They're fans too.
You know, that's what they're basing.
But fine. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. But how odd. I'm straying strictly aesthetically. Yeah, how aesthetically, odd.
Yeah, like it's gonna look like they have to CGI the shit.
Somebody should have gone and be like, you know what, guys? I don't think this. Yeah. Let's cut the blue. Yeah. It doesn't look good. Like one guy had to be like, just keep him regular, and then just have him floating with the tail.
Maybe like a blue aura around him or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, that would have been better.
That would have been better.
I agree with that.
Yo, it just looks I don't know. Yeah, you might get used to it.
The thing is,
you might be watching it 20 minutes in, like
exactly. I could be talking.
I feel this.
I mean, look, I'm watching it right now. Like it looks.
Yo, looks kind of good. Like
it looks straight though.
I know this is like a different topic, but it's like
it's a dark blue. It's not like a light ass
blue. I would have enjoyed it more.
I don't know. I hope it's amazing. Let me get this on the record. I hope it is amazing because that would be great for brown actors and brown culture. So I really hope Aladdin is amazing.
But
Cap.
Very scared.
How well.
But he's not blue the whole movie, though.
But
exactly. That's what I'm saying. So I have hope.
How much more would you guys enjoy it if Aladdin was Michael B. Jordan?
What?
100 times more. Way more.
Michael B. Jordan is hilarious, man.
Yo, I'm going to say this one time. He's the funniest actor.
Yo, what if I auditioned?
Michael B. Jordan. Hold on. Oh, fucking Jesus.
What if I auditioned for Aladdin?
Wait, you didn't audition?
Stop. Not even that.
But
I got it. What if I came? What if I walked in this podcast? This is how I announced. I was like, yo, guys.
Yo, audition right now.
I'm going to be in Aladdin. Would you guys believe me?
No.
I would. I believe in you, Jess.
I wouldn't.
I would.
No.
It's a dream. It's actually a dream. I've always, as a kid, I was like, because like we don't have many options. I was like, if I was a Disney thing, the only thing I could be was Aladdin. Mm. All brown mans, every single one, and if you said no, you're lying, has dressed up as Aladdin for Halloween. Every single goddamn one. I don't care what you say. You've done it. Why? Because you already have the outfit at home. The one year you forgot to shop for Aladdin, I mean, forgot to shop for a Halloween costume. Like, fuck, man, I didn't get it. Either you go out and get a mask, which is easy, or you. I know every single brown kid here, every single brown boy has gone out and been Aladdin because you have it in your closet or your dad's closet. You find something, please piece it together. So that's the thing. It's always, I feel like every guy's been like, yeah, I'd like to play Aladdin one day. I'm not even Arab or whatever fictional country he's from, but I would play Aladdin.
Be great. I was always a fucking ninja.
Oh yeah,
take a fucking sock and tie it around my head.
Nah, I was always we took karate.
Ninja.
I was always something not scary.
We took
bro.
Taekwondo.
I was always like a basketball player or something.
Yo, I put basketball shorts over my pants.
Yeah, just like I'm a basketball player. Yep, give me my candy, bro.
Or like you go to the dollar store and get those plastic cheap ass masks that crack halfway through your walking. It's like and then it's like pinning your face and the cracks are cutting your face.
I don't give a fuck about Halloween.
Dollar store max, man.
Trust me.
We about to say
who me?
Yeah, literally about to say some shit.
I was about to say some shit.
Just watching hockey. Whoa, who are you, bro?
To be honest, it's basketball. I don't know.
Nah,
I think
this?
I need to take.
Never mind.
Are you good?
No. It just changed. He's lying. He was watching.
It's
hockey.
Twitter. It's just a repeat. It's just a loop.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Twitter.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Twitter. Twitter streams NBA games.
It's a highlight.
Oh yeah, it's a highlight.
Yeah, sure. Highlight.
I think you're done. I think you're good.
Yo, this non-alcoholic wine, bro.
Look, let me talk to these niggas, man.
For the amount of non-alcohol there is in this.
I think it's about that time in the podcast where I just take the whole podcast over and just talk about how good I am in ball. So I'm just going to take that time right now.
Oh, great.
Yeah, you guys can just chill out. Right, so the other day I went to go play basketball. The other day I went to go get to go play basketball. And I'm there and I'm chilling, you know what I mean? And then like three guys once said, like, yo, you got to run. I'm like, yo, chill. Just, okay. I'm like, yo, chill. Like, I didn't even get dressed yet.
77
so.
In Honolulu.
And so, come on. So then I was, guys, talk away from the mic. Thanks. So then I was like, yo, like, let me chill.
Yo, Lance Stevenson's crazy.
Hey, Jay, I don't know if you've been in the Mississippi coast, but the beach area.
God damn.
Yeah, you guys ever scratch your nuts?
You've got a lot of,
It be like that sometimes.
Wow. This is so crazy.
Be like that right now.
This is wild.
That's crazy.
Be like that right now.
That's crazy.
You know when you were like...
Oh, Trey, yeah, you're done. Yeah, I'm finished.
Happy birthday to Big Sean.
Hey, man.
Hey, let me go on record by saying Trey is one of the best basketball players I've ever seen.
Yo, the thing is, I actually got a lot better. Sheldon.
Something in your throat or something, you got to clear that. What's up with that? Yes. What's up with that right there?
Just felt like they'd rather hear me than bullshit, you know?
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It be your own blood. Man.
Yo, I'm like all right in ball, but yo, I'm a sick shooter. I'll give myself that.
Yo, I'm a voucher.
I'm a fucking sick shooter,
he's
bro.
Fucking sick.
Put me on the 3-point line.
Bro. I'm a voucher.
Yo, you see this guy standing still?
If you playing ball with me and you see me on the 3-point line, like you see me pass that, ball's going to me.
Take what? The ball's going to me?
The ball is going to my mind. I'm sorry, I was in Australia also in my head.
Road trip.
Are you okay?
Let me tell you something about this wine real quick. For non-alcohol.
It's pretty good.
It's not me this time.
It's pretty authentically alcohol, man.
Authentically alcohol.
Yo, look, check it out, man. Shout out to everyone doing anything, man. The Us movie is out. I want y'all to go check it out. Let me know how y'all feel about it. Me personally, I'll let you know how I feel next episode when he's not here. Y'all getting at me for this Big Sean shit. I just want y'all to know, if you guys like Big Sean, that's fine. I just don't like him.
Yo, all right, nothing so who's the wackest rapper? You say Big Sean?
The wackest rapper?
Yeah.
And hold on, let me clarify something, too. I wanted to say something.
Announcing it.
I wanted to say something.
No, you know what? You know, whack only according to your standards and not based off of, like, lyrics or anything, but just based off of, like, man, I just don't like that
guy. I just don't like this guy. There's a lot. But let me tell you something. Young Thug, I really appreciate Young Thug, but if I were to say someone's my favorite rapper, I would probably go with Earl. So don't get me fucked up. Like, I like music, my nigga. Like, I just, there's a lot of different ways to go with music. Young Thug is an amazing artist. I think he's very underrated, and niggas don't appreciate him the same way he should be appreciated. But I fuck with, like, niggas like Earl. I fuck with niggas like Vince Staples. His last two projects kind of lost me.
FM was hard. You like FM?
Can you drop a Windows crash for that one? Thank you.
I fuck with Vince. But Big Sean, I just don't like his voice. I think your voice is very, very strong when it comes to rap, because that's what you're hearing all the time. And I don't really like Big Sean's voice. I'm not gonna lie, I was in a barbershop the other day, and this guy was playing the whole Big Sean tape. Shout out to Josh real quick. He's playing the whole Big Sean tape. I'm not gonna lie, it didn't sound that bad. It was all right. But then I heard the lines he was saying, I'm like, yo, this sounds kind of corny. And then to me, I just, like, lost interest. That's the only reason why I can't like Big Sean. Like, I just lose interest after a while.
Corny in what sense? Like, because what I will say is, like, Big Sean, especially his last, like, two projects, he's been on a real, like, positive tip. So a lot of times positivity can come across corny, unfortunately.
It's just like, it doesn't need to be, though. It's just these guys get lazy with addressing. Not even lazy, they're just like...
Cliches, you know what it is?
Because when you're around too many positive people, which is great, hang out with as many positive people, but never lose yourself.
Mm-hmm. Can you do me a favor? Can you just turn this box this way?
Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's kind of upside down. There you go.
There you go.
Hey. Thanks.
Wow. Shouts to, you know, is your boy?
I didn't even say, I don't have my fucking glasses on.
It's your boy.
Like,
yo, but honestly, though, like, Nipsey is a positive guy, but, like, I don't think it's just corny.
Yeah, he's not. He's so far from it.
I hear what you're saying.
I haven't listened to it.
So it's like, yo, like, Million While You Young? When that motherfucking first beat shit dropped, the fucking bass.
You don't have a clue, you don't have a clue. What you even do when that shit dropped? Nipsey?
What was that?
You
Nipsey?
Don't have a clue.
Was that? I don't know if that was. I just didn't know.
Are
that
you
was
crazy?
Nipsey.
Come on. Yeah. But back hard, to though. Big Sean, I just like it's just he comes off very corny to me. You know what I mean? Like you can't have records like I don't fuck with you under your belt, and it's you just sound really corny.
You're right.
I feel you.
A lot of honestly, songs, man,
you little stupid ass bitch. I ain't fucking with you.
Come
like,
on,
pretty much.
And you're on Lamborghini Mercy.
Come on, and don't and you could have went.
Song.
He could have went hard on that because 2 Chainz bodied
that.
Sorry,
that sounded really.
Wait,
white.
He didn't go hard
and
on that.
Guys, and he was what? On Mercy.
At the time, it was hard. The whole song was corny. Now
he was
the
awesome
time.
Sauce on that.
I think Big Sean is really corny, and I for those reasons I can't rock with him. Even just his songs and all this shit, like Beware. Come on, my nigga.
Yo, here's the thing. I think
talk to me
with Janae.
You can't be sick that's and you're making Janae, songs right? Like even dance. Like you just make
that's
corny
for, that's
music.
For, that's for the radio though.
That, but you can make sick radio hits. Shells, don't argue with me right now.
Yeah, he's right. He's right.
Little bitch, please don't act like my friend. Be my friend. My mama said
you're playing this new music.
That's pretty hard, man.
I can't argue with
exactly,
I can't argue with what's not out.
Pretty hard,
bro.
Because I ain't
bro,
here.
Making music is like shooting a free throw, bro. You're not gonna hit the free throw every time.
But baby
bro.
Boy, he's right. he has a lot of music.
That's the truth.
So, he has a lot
bro,
of music, baby
that's
boy.
The truth.
He does,
you know
and he got
saying?
A lot of good
a big
shit.
Fan of him?
We got a lot
it.
Of shit that's not hitting, and that's right. Okay.
That's it.
But your ratio's gotta be good.
That's how hot it is. My phone got hot. Listen.
He's right. He's also right. Both are right.
That's the thing, like.
Yeah, but you know what Young Thug is? Young Thug is like. Honestly, the Elton John of our generation.
Wow.
Thank you.
He is. And that's what I will like.
To be honest, I'm not familiar with Elton John, so that doesn't mean
people said
me.
That. I feel like people have said that before.
Because you know what? Elton John fucks with Lil Jon. I mean, Lil Jon.
Shout out to Lil Jon. I wonder what he's doing.
Hey man, Lil Jon. Elton John fucks with Young Thug. Like they have pictures together. Just hanging,
that's why I think I'm thinking about that.
Yeah,
shit.
Maybe that's why. But Elton John was like, he was like openly first, kind of like bi curious queer artist. Yeah. Not first, but like very expressive. His colors, a lot of clothing. His music was very like, it was like traditional. It was like white people music, but in that genre, it was like the Young Thug of white people music. Mm-hmm. So like, I feel like he saw that in Young Thug, and it's very apparent in Young Thug's music. You can see with the stuff that he's talking about. It's very abstract and very like colorful with a lot of things that he says, and very honest, very authentic and truthful. So I think
I'm not up on Elton John.
Thug made a song about him awesome. Called Rocket Man.
Beautiful song.
Yeah. Boom. There you go. That's further proof that he's the Elton John of generation.
It's crazy. The only reason why I brought up Big Sean is because like just people just like you guys have to understand. I have my opinion. You guys have your opinion, and that's okay. Like,
but that's the thing is though. Really, like you shit on other niggas' opinions though.
But no.
Yeah, you do.
We can fight clips. No. You can. I'm not disagreeing with that. But I'm just saying like. At the end of the day, when we're here to make conversation, we're here to make topics, I'm going to fight you on your points just to be a dickhead. You know what I mean? But like when people come at me like this
guy. You're right. Both of you are right. You guys both have a point.
Oh, you guys like him? You guys have opposing opinions?
That's cool. That's totally normal.
I just know that like
humans are many different shapes and even thought forms. We live in a multicultural society. And multicultural, even when it comes to our thought processes.
Bro, like, I just know that, like, it doesn't matter that much to me, but, like, I can fight you on it. Wait, if you try to say, like,
laughing,
go ahead, laugh.
Yeah, go ahead. Look at that.
Tell me what you're done.
Get that chuckling.
That's all it is, man. Shout out to laughter.
Laughter's good medicine.
Laughter is the best.
Woo! Yo, you've been crying and you fucking laugh.
You threw up from laughing.
Yo, I fucking laughed so hard I puked.
Yeah,
I wasn't even drunk. Nothing, nigga. But I wasn't like, you know, like, oh my god, I gotta puke off my fucking drunkenness. Yo, I was laughing so fucking hard at this stuff and going.
That's crazy. That was a day where I'm like, yo, okay, I can categorize myself as funny.
As funny,
like,
yeah. Niggas can't take that away from you ever, bro.
We was not stopping. We were just roasting this one guy, and like we did not stop. Fuck, and then like, I see this nigga like hold his mouth. I'm like, keep going. Oh, I'm like, yo, you do this, you do that.
Nigga, I couldn't even say the thoughts I was thinking. And then I laugh so hard because I can't even fucking say them yet.
Oh, bro. Man.
And then I get it out, and it sounds even funny. And then you come back with something, and I'm like, fuck. And the guy was right there, and the guy was making fun of him right there.
But he was laughing too. Dude, that's just made laughing. Everything funny. Mm. Like what we're saying is just funny.
Damn.
Shit don't even
matter.
Yo, can
I give a
do what you want?
You got like people come at you for the Big Sean thing?
Huh? I just see like I don't know. Niggas just tweet at me.
They do.
Like,
just say yes.
All right, yo, I'm gonna say something. I'm
maybe
say something very controversial.
Yeah, this guy.
You know who my Big Sean is?
Who?
J. Cole.
That's fine.
So you don't like J. Cole?
I listened to his last album and I like after listening to it, I felt like anxious and frustrated when I finished it because I felt like I was being lectured to the entire time.
Really?
You know, a guy like an uncle comes up to your older brother, he's like, let me tell you something, brother. You should be doing this instead. Mm-hmm. You know, I respect you. Mm-hmm. I'm only saying this because I'm an older brother.
Yeah.
You're going to move correctly in the community.
For J. Cole?
I don't hear that shit. Like, I don't want to listen to music and feel like I'm being lectured to. I want to be listening to music and feel like I'm being coached.
But yo, some of these songs, I'm like, yo.
Wait, this kind of KOD?
Listen, I'm not denying his wisdom. I'm not denying his message. I'm not denying his who he is.
Yeah.
What I'm denying is his delivery. I just think as a guy,
KOD,
and you know,
I thought it came through on delivery.
Yeah, I felt like For Your Eyes Only was a bit luxury, but KOD, I didn't feel like
technicality wise, his delivery was great. But I'm saying strictly based on like, if at the end of the album, I feel like I'm being lectured.
But then, how much of that is like Twitter though?
Because
that's the running gag of J. Cole right now. As fuck, man. I don't want to listen to this shit.
It's not
bro.
Even Twitter. It's not even Twitter.
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I felt like as a brown kid, you're constantly getting lectured by your elders, your brothers, your older brothers.
As a black kid, too, for sure.
Right.
Person of color,
right? You're always getting lectured by older heads. And sometimes their message, what they're saying, like, you'll realize later on, like, man, that guy, it's what you're saying is right. But it's the way they're saying
it. Yeah. And it's sometimes you already know that. I don't need to hear you. I know
what it's not even that. It's like, yo, I'm a kid. Mm-hmm. We think differently. So you got to talk to them. You got to talk to, like, person at that age as if they're that age. Like, that's what being empathetic is. You got to be like, yo, listen, man, I got to speak to you, like, as if you will understand this. Not as, like, I'm going to speak to you as a 32-year-old if you're, like, 22 or, like, 16, right?
Yeah.
So that's where I felt. I was like, yo, man, I don't.
Okay.
I like everything about you, but I just felt like I listened to a TED Talk. Yeah, and I didn't go into those listening to TED Talk.
I feel like for sure on For Your Eyes Only, I could feel like that was a real lecture. Yeah. That was a little lectury. Like I enjoyed it still. Like I love both his last two albums. Yeah. KOD, I felt like he was just like more on like some like him rap. You know, I'm gonna tell some stories, but it's not really like about like.
Yo, I feel like he had a lot of good points. And like, fuck, and like, it actually sounded good. Like, I wasn't a huge J. Cole guy, but then, like, this one, I'm like, yo, actually, fucking bump a lot.
I like J. Cole.
And I've always been on that wave. I always said, like, I don't know if I like J. Cole or if I hate this guy. Cause, like, I'll say I don't like him. He releases a project. I'm like, yo, this is all right. Like, I kind of like it.
Do you fucking love or just hate? Like,
yo, that's kind of what it is
with me. Some people like, you know what? When he came at Kanye,
it's like,
who?
When J. Cole came out, Kanye,
his last album. Kanye,
yeah, he was like the False Prophets thing.
Yeah.
Like that was obviously towards Kanye.
Yeah.
But
like,
Kanye was on a ride. You need to get checked sometimes.
Yeah, but that's
sometimes.
Kanye. Like,
but no, Kanye, like, you need to get put in your place.
Yeah, Kanye, you know, listen. That, some man just
wait, you feel like you should have done that?
Bro, should he have done that?
You feel like he shouldn't have done that?
No, you know what? He's more than, this is just a personal thing.
Yeah, for sure.
You're more than allowed to come at people and criticize them. Like, that's the rap game. You're allowed to do that. Mm. I'm just coming at, like, that's how much I value Kanye.
Mm.
Like, even when he's going off his mat and being a little bit crazy, I'm like, yo, it's fine. Just weather the storm a bit. You got to sail down the sails, get the anchor out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just rough it through. Because then when he comes back out of like, his process of, like, being, like, he comes about with some beautiful art.
Yeah,
he does.
So it's emotions. I'm like, let the guy go through emotions. He's literally expressing his inner demons out to the public, and you just got to be patient with him. Because when he figures it out, he comes out with some, like, beautiful, beautiful things. So I love Kanye for that regard because he's open and he's honest.
Okay.
And he doesn't hide behind closed doors when he is going through something. And I think that is valuable because later on people will look at that and they'll look at Kanye as an example and be like, listen, this was one guy that, like many of us, goes through a lot of mental struggles, goes through a lot of, like, mental shit. But at least he was normalizing it by talking about it.
Yeah.
And people just are coming at him and being mad. Because everybody has crazy thoughts and everybody thinks some crazy shit, especially if they have some mental health issues. And you have to, like, weather it out, figure it out. You got to, like, maneuver through it and then eventually you come out of it and you come out of a better person, right? He's just vocal about it. That's all it is.
But that's the point. Just shut the fuck up sometimes. You got no one to
That's the thing.
Up.
Like,
you're right.
It's
bro,
just
you're
hard,
right.
Though.
You
it's hard.
And you're also right.
This is the thing. It's hard with
I wouldn't
mental
do that.
Health, bro.
Listen, I respect Kanye.
Yeah.
I would never be vocal about that. I feel like I was when I was younger. Probably like 19 to 21, 22, I was more vocal about it. But I'm like more at an age, I think all of us are. Like we wouldn't be vocal about it. None of us would do that. But
the thing, I was never vocal about shit like online. Yeah. Like, yo, at the end of the day, I would say shit maybe on Twitter, but it's like, I feel like I always understood that, like, that's the type of shit that would always be there. Like, it's the type of shit that you would always be remembered for. I was literally fucking hours ago, I was just remembering something. I'm like, yo, it sucks because this person will always be remembered as the person that done this. Like,
true.
Nicki will always be remembered as salty to certain people when with the shit that she did at Cardi. You know what I mean? Like, as distasteful as it is or as people apologize and shit, you're going to be remembered as Kevin Durant, as great as he could be, as great of a player he could be. Like, niggas will remember him for, like, switching. Niggas will always remember Kobe for staying loyal. You know what I mean? So it's just like, Kanye did shit and he said shit, but it's like, and I looked at him like this, but then after a while, no matter like what it is he's going through, like, he kind of came down to me a couple steps because he said certain shit that I'm like, bro, what the fuck are you saying? Like,
it's just,
I can't read you like that anymore.
But here's the thing, man, we're too quick to
get
angry.
I wasn't even angry. It was just that, like,
that's valid.
You know what I mean? Like, you did that, and it's just like, ah, fuck, like, that kind of sucks. You know what I mean? Like, it's like if when you have a friend and they do some, like, weird shit, you're like, ah, fuck, I can't look at you the same way because you did the weird shit. You know what I mean?
But let's say your friend switches up.
Then you're a weirdo. That's
nah, it. 6 months later, you're like, oh my God, I've noticed a difference in him. I noticed
you
changing.
You'll always be a weirdo. Like,
Will you though?
Yo, I have people now that's around me. I'm like, oh, you're kind of weird for that. Like, it's just weird. Like, you're just on some weirdo shit.
Certain
you just
things,
remember
yeah,
it.
Like,
go through shit, though. It changed up a lot, nigga. You even fucking surprise yourself how much you can change.
No, totally,
man. I'm a complete.
It's just here. That's the thing. It's always here. It's always at the back of your mind. Like, we look at them and be like, fuck, like, you was on some weirdo shit back then. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you was doing some weirdo shit. Or, like, your friend snakes you in a way you're just like, ah, fuck, like, I can't rock with you. Even if you're snaking going through shit, like...
That's one situation.
Well, that's when you gotta look out for yourself.
But, like, yeah, snaking and, like, I don't know. It's just, it's all in the same category to me. Like, it's all in that box.
That's,
just,
a, that's like, a harder bounce shit. Back. If somebody snakes you, that's a, for me personally, that's a harder
that's
bounce
a
back.
Different
then if somebody
thing.
Did something yeah. weird, like, they, like, said something weird and I was like, ugh. Like, that's an easier bounce back than somebody, like,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, we, yeah. I don't know. We don't loyalty. Know what's going on with people's personal life, and that's why I never take shit personally. If it comes out on the internet, like we're talking about the yeah, Kardashian situation, like that shit came out, and niggas are taking it so personal. Like, bro, you don't like you're not in the situation. Who gives a fuck? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, same shit with Kanye when he was saying all this shit. I'm like, yo, I took it my way, whatever. I take it however I want to take it. Talk about it with people around me. I don't really give a fuck to like go online and like try and say.
Nah,
some
exactly.
Shit.
You just gotta let them
do his
just
thing.
Yell, yeah, just yell it out. Get it out of your system. Once it's out. He'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get it. You know, then this all boils down to impact versus attention, that debate. But yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, shit. I was about to say some shit earlier, but I actually forgot.
Wait, everybody else has to finish. Who's your Big Sean?
Oh, fuck. That's on his
My Big Sean? I don't,
Big Sean's his Big
who's
Sean.
What do you mean? Mine was J. Cole.
No, he means like Sean. A rapper that you don't like.
Don't like? It's just like you're just like, I would rather not. Kind of get annoyed by him if he comes on. Not annoyed.
I just
like,
fucking change it. There's a lot. They're just like, I'm gonna say
boil it down to one.
No, I kind of like Logic a little bit.
Oh, Logic is so annoying. So like,
I like Logic. I don't like all his shit. Like
Logic's another example of like his message is
super preachy.
Is
lecturing
is good. Like it's a good message he's saying. But
I just don't like when things come
for
on
certain
so
people
forced.
That rocks though. Can't so it's just like, all right, that's your fan base. I bet.
Yeah, you know what? People might like preachy shit. It's just maybe we just don't like preachy shit. So that's
I look at music like a
people
hotel.
People go to church for a reason, you know? Like there people like to get preached at.
Yeah.
So. Bro, music is like a fucking big hotel. There's certain rooms you're going to check into and certain rooms you're not.
Drop a 100 for that.
What man. Is that even? What?
100. Bro, if I know Big Sean's playing in that room, I'm not going to go in there.
But when you're
not going to knock on the door and say, I hate you and shit.
When you go to a hotel, you don't know. How you know a rumor?
Because I can say, give me the presidential suite, pussy.
Okay. Dogger enough.
Fair enough.
You
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really it. Like, yeah. When I state my opinion on here or I say whatever on Twitter, it's like, bro, you can come in here however you want. We saw stupid be trying to like convince me to like someone. Like, bro, yeah, I get it. You could do that. We can have that conversation shit. But then, like, niggas on here saying, if you can't figure out why Big Sean is sick, like, then that's your own lack of ability, recognize. Ability to recognize talent.
But you know what it is?
I'm like,
it's also based
off different tastes.
Experiences. Your experiences.
Yeah.
Oh, you like ketchup? I fucking hate ketchup.
Yeah. That's so like, true. Why do white kids love Eminem?
Yo,
his experiences.
Yeah, we were just talking about this. We're listening to fucking Solange's album. Me and you were talking about this shit. Like, how I played it in a different place and it slapped different. Cause I'm like, bro, like, I played fucking a Solange's album when I was in Japan. And I was like, I don't know why. It was just slapping.
Yeah.
Just
came out from Japan. Totally.
Oh, yeah, I just came out from Japan.
Hey, shouts to Japanese, man.
But
thank you.
This shit just slide different. So music is very subjective. It's very different. It applies different to different people.
Yeah.
And that's just how it is. Like, Faitana likes Russ, bro. Like, you know what I mean? I can't be mad at him for that. You know what I mean?
I mean, we can, but
would you say we're not. Like,
Faitana and Human Bandana, as much as we love this guy, he rocks with Russ. So it's like, you know, it's whatever.
It's
man.
Like,
you know what I do? He's a good guy.
You got
there
see,
it is.
Listen, see,
there it is. Yeah.
You know what? I appreciate Russell's hustle, man. Yeah. I cannot deny he literally did it himself.
That boy
like
living.
One, like, you can't hate.
That boy living.
You can hate on his music, and that's subjective. But you cannot hate on the hustle.
Fair enough.
That's what I'm saying, man. How are you going to hate on him?
How long is that?
You can hate on the guy.
Yeah, I even know. It's just fucking small numbers. Just, bro,
this
tell
shit
me the time.
This shit way too small. I'm checking out. It's Trey Richards checking the fuck out. This has been an episode that looks like almost coming up on 2 hours. How long has it been, Faitana?
It's been 1 hour and 31.
31 minutes. That's coming up on 2 hours. I got shit to do tomorrow.
Kinda.
I got motherfucking shit to do tomorrow.
Facts, I'm tired.
Check it out, man. We got a new vlog out right now. Random Orders out, as you already fucking know, man. You
here,
on the
man,
channel.
You know
here. Subscribe. I see y'all, man. You know where it is. All the Random Order episodes are up on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, and right here at Google Play. We got my man Justin in the building. We got my man Shells in the building. They gonna talk to you. I'm gonna chill out right here.
Yeah, I'm here too. Fuck.
Basically the same nigga.
Yeah, guys.
You know, the amount of times I've had people come up to me and be like, hey, so you know your friends, the twins?
Mm. Oh, all the time still.
I'm like, it's at a point where I automatically know
if someone's the twins. I'm like, lazy, oh, I know
bro. Bro, yo, you know what, what's fucking what blows my mind? Are you guys brothers?
Ten headphones off.
What do you, nigga? I want to fuck. When people say that shit, I want to fucking take an unfoldable fucking table and chair and sit down and cross my arms and say, "What do you think?
What's your thoughts?"
You know that guy on YouTube? He has a size and it's like some controversial and it's like change my mind.
What do you think?
Are we brothers? What sat us down and said, "How do you guys know each other?"
Yo, but you know what it is? Maybe they're just trying not to be racist. Because everyone's like, oh, I don't want to say the wrong thing.
You know what? Baby.
I could cross the fucking passport with this nigga's passport.
Me and Bubba or me and Roger walked around New York and we've had black people come up and be like, hey, y'all brothers?
See, it could go left real quick.
But slate slides on two roads of the ends, my brothers.
Yo, when people say, yo, you and Julian, you guys brothers? You and Julian?
Yeah, okay, that's distinctly.
That is, they just feel the vibe. They feel the vibe.
They know, get along like
they
brothers.
They know something going on right now. They say, like, hold on.
Y'all slide, brothers?
Y'all know each other?
You may get it mixed up. Right? People come up to me and Waleed all the time and say, yo, y'all brothers? We look just alike.
He's right.
But honestly, if it's this close, I'll just fucking leave it. I'm 100%
sure. I'll be like, yo, to
it
me,
it could go left, it could go right. You know, just leave it.
Yeah.
Man, look. Shout out to everyone listening to this motherfucker podcast. Why don't you go ahead and do your little outro, man?
What the fuck? I think you said everything, right?
Did I say everything?
Drop a comment on the shit. Read the shit.
Subscribe to Random Order Podcast. Yeah, you want to subscribe, drop a 5-star review on the motherfucking podcast.
Make sure you leave a Yelp review. Let us know how we did.
Drop
leave us an Airbnb review to see our review of you, the listener.
Mm-hmm. Well, honey.
Follow the Random Order Airbnb.
Yeah.
Wait, we had that?
Yo, follow us on Instagram, blah, blah, blah. Like, shit.
Hey, rent out this podcast space. You know what time was. It's just two boys' space.
Let me know if you need this.
If you want to start your podcast and need to rent it out, follow Random Order on
he's sunning us heavy.
Hey, yo.
You know what? I'm slightly sunning it with you guys. Yeah. I'm laying a little slight.
Can't tell.
You know those... Bacel margarine commercials where the knife is slight. That's what I'm doing, you guys. A slight.
Slight little sliver of sun.
It look good, don't it?
Yeah, it do.
It look good, don't
That's
it?
All I got to say, man. It's your boy, Baby
Yo,
Trey.
Yo, hold on, man. Yo, we with Just the Wisdom Eagle. Oh, I need a quote of the day.
Wait, before the quote of the day, I got to do my checkout.
Okay.
Wow, let's do the quote first, then we check out.
Oh, we do the quote, then.
Okay.
You got to check out. Look, right,
man, you got some time to think.
I'm checking out, man. Give my man some time to think. I just came back from Japan. I haven't unpacked yet. Y'all know the vibes.
You'll talk about it after.
Trey.
I hear you.
What?
Talk about it after because you forgot. In another episode.
What?
Mm-hmm. You just came back from Japan.
Yeah. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it next episode.
Oh, you didn't come back from Japan yet.
I'm still there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I gotta say, man. Y'all know what it is, man. Slipper slime shit.
Black.
Yeah, you can check out Handsome is out.
Yeah, man. I'm checking out. It's your boy Sheldon. You know, the chocolate one.
Sweetest chocolate in the box, man.
I got a new song out. Go check it out. It's called X2.
Oh, yeah, you did drop that. Yo, that's what we're going to end with. We're going to get a quote and then fucking end off with a little clip of that
shit. You know
what I'm
saying? Let me know what's up,
dude,
man.
I just noticed your shirt. Holy shit. No shit. I was like, dude, do you watch anime? This guy's a Dragon Ball
Dragon
Z
Ball
shirt.
Z t-shirt.
No. No, I don't.
Shout out to Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, man. Thank you,
guys. Yo, we with the fucking Wisdom Eagle. Yeah, we need a quote.
Hey, man, let me give you a quote. This quote comes from my mom. Shout out to my mom. Mm-hmm. Drop a bomb
Shout
for
out
my
Mama
mom.
Dukes.
Shout out Mamas.
My mom always said this quote when we were growing up, and I didn't really understand it until very recently. She always used to say, once in a while, it's okay. And I thought about that, and I was like, shit.
Once in a while, it's okay.
And that goes, because you know it's wintertime. We've all put on little pounds. I've put on some pounds, you know, camera and stuff.
I've actually lost some pounds.
You've lost some pounds in the winter?
I have.
I feel like everybody wilds in the winter. You eat kind of unhealthy, but you got to put that layer of insulation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where that quote comes from. Once in a while, it's okay. Once in a while, it's okay to wild out. It's okay to binge eat. It's okay to binge party. You know, as long as you're not doing it in excess. Moderation is great.
What's the final quote?
Once in a while, it's okay.
Once in a while is okay. AKA, moderation is great, but also moderation.
Okay, so you got two quotes?
So what's the quote? What's the,
okay, choose one sentence to put so on the screen.
So the quote is...
oh, let's
I'm going to pick...
summarize.
Because the other quote my brother came up with, so it's between my brother and my mom.
You got to come back for another
my
episode.
My brother said... Man,
come back. Hey, don't do two.
My brother said everything in moderation.
Don't do two. Hey, don't do two. Don't do two. Don't do two.
Everything in moderation. Including moderation. And also once in a while, it's okay. I'm out. Peace.
Still smoke.
Oh my god.
That was a HeadGum podcast.